Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. And hello, PGN family, for those of you who are a part of the PGN family. And for those of you who are new listeners, hello to you. Welcome to the show. My name is Felicia. I will be doing the show tonight. I don't have anything to, I say announcement as if it's... as if it's really my show, my ownership, my show. But I don't have anything, any announcements to make. I just want to go ahead and just go through the show, minister to you all if I can, be a blessing to you, and hopefully you walk away being glad that you called into the show. I'm going to say a prayer, and then we're going to get right into it, okay? All right. We thank you, Father. We thank you for allowing me to do the show tonight. I thank you, Father, for Prophet Randy, his wife, his family. We thank you, God. Just thank you for using him, and thank you for him allowing us to be used by you by doing his show. We thank you, God. We thank you. And then we pray for every person who's listening tonight. We pray that you get what you called in for. And for those of you who you may not even have your hand up, you're just calling in to listen, we pray for you. We pray the hand of God be upon you. And whatever you're believing God for and hoping for, we pray that God brings that to pass. And if you call in tonight and I'm unable to get to your call, I pray for you as well. I pray that the thing that you called in for, God answers that in a beautiful way, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. We bless you. And we thank you and we bless you. Amen and amen, and so be it. All right, we're going to go ahead and get into our callers. Just a moment. I think I just disconnected something on my laptop. Just a moment, y'all. Give me a second. I just hit something and it disconnected. Give me a second. Okay, that's not it. Okay. All right. There we go. Okay. I thought I messed up the whole show. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I ain't been on in a while, and I'm come back, and I'm already about to tear up the show. Can't even have a show correct the right way. Okay. We're back. We're back in business. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and take my first caller here, and we're going to pray for you. I'll pray for you, and then if you have a request, I will pray and go to God for that, okay? And then we'll continue on. Let's see here. So the first caller that I have, let me see here, it's going to be 734-672. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jennifer from Michigan.
Hello, Jennifer from Michigan. Let me just write your number down here real quick because I don't... Okay, so I don't get you mixed up with the next caller. All right, so Jennifer from Michigan. Thank you, Jennifer, for calling in. I appreciate you. I'm going to pray for you, and then we'll let you come back in. And if you have any requests, we will pray. Thank you, Jennifer, for calling. Thank you for letting me pray for you. Appreciate you. Just a moment. I'm going to mute you. Father, we bless you, and we thank you tonight. I thank you, God, for, hallelujah, thank you, Father, for the cloud of glory, the cloud of glory for Jennifer. We bless you, God. We thank you for the cloud of glory. Move with the cloud. You move with the cloud. God is taking you somewhere. You move with that. I think, I sense that God is giving you instructions, Jennifer, to move. You're going to, instructions. You move with the cloud. There's going to be, if he hasn't already given you instructions, God is going to give you instructions. And you move with that. You execute. You do. You move with the cloud of glory. The cloud of glory. God is, when I say the cloud of glory, I believe he's saying he's giving you instructions to move. You're going to move. There's a song, move with the cloud. You move with, when the cloud of glory is moving, move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. God, you're not going to miss it. Don't worry. Don't have too much worry in terms of, I believe God told me to do this and I didn't do it. And I said, it's okay. It'll come back around. Okay. It's all right. It'll come back around. If you intend to hear the voice of God, you intend to follow God, even if you miss it, you're not going to miss it. I hope that helps you. Even if you miss it, you're not going to miss it. If there's instructions, and that God is like building blocks. I see like building blocks. God is, you're going to build something like building blocks. So move with the cloud. You take these instructions. I hope that is correct. And if that's incorrect, then you just tell me. It's okay. I don't have no problem being corrected, but this is what I sense. This is what I see when I close my eyes. And that's the first thing that I heard is move with the cloud. You move the cloud of glory. Move with the cloud of glory. You move with it. You follow the instructions. When the next move comes, you pray about it, and then you move. The next move comes, the next instructions, you pray, then you move. You pray, and then you move. You pray, and then you move. You move, and then you pray. You pray, and you move. And you watch and see the very thing that you are trying to do will happen. It will come to pass. God is with you. He is for you. He is on your side. God is with you in this thing. This is a God thing. He is with you. This is what God wants for you. You move with the cloud. Hallelujah. You move with the cloud. You follow the instructions in Jesus' name. All right, Jennifer, I'm going to unmute you. You come on in, and then we'll pray for you. Just a moment. Hold on. Just a moment. Jennifer, I didn't unmute you. Just a second. I thought I did. Okay, there you go, Jennifer. All right. And you should be. Okay, there you go. Uh-oh. Can you hear Jennifer? Oh, just a second. Jennifer, I think I muted you instead. Just a moment. Okay, there you go.
Okay, yeah, now I think you can hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, and it did speak to me. Just a time of, I had a lot of words, like just that God's going to tell me what to do and show me what to do in this season. I felt like I've been in a stagnant season, but yeah, so that does speak to me, just knowing that, you know, he wants me to follow his instructions and follow his ways. So yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, you're very welcome. And get this, and I don't know if this means anything. I have no clue what this is, what it could mean to you, anything. Just write the colonial, just write that word down if you would be so kind. And just keep that before you. Colonial, whatever that is, okay?
Colonial?
Yes.
Colonial, okay. Like a colonial-style home, like a, is that what the word you're saying? Colonial?
Jennifer, I'm going to tell you the truth. I have no idea. what I see.
I don't even know what that word.
I don't know what it means, what it is. I have no clue. Colonial? I see the word. This is how I see. C-O-L-O-N-I-A-L. That's what I see.
Okay. Yeah, Googling it, and it says like an inhabitant of a colony or a house built in a colonial style. So.
Oh, okay. I'm just giving it to you. Okay.
Nice. Right. So praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. So is there anything that you want to pray for? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jennifer. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, if you wouldn't mind praying just for, I guess, just encouragement. I don't know, just that the Lord would help with my spirit. It's been a rough season, so.
Yeah. Yeah. God, we thank you and we bless you. You don't have to say anything further, Jennifer. It's okay. Thank you, Father. God is lifting you up. God is lifting you up. And God is lifting you up. And it's okay. Whatever you feel, it's okay. It's okay. And God is lifting you up. Thank you, Jesus. You are a friend of God, Jennifer. It's like I see Jesus saying, we're friends. You are a friend of God. All things are going to work together. Just for you and you, just for you, not even nobody else around you. No one else. I don't care who you're connected to. Things are going to work out just for you. Just for you. You are a friend of God. You are a friend of God. You are a friend of God. And I hear like a train just choot, 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 choot. And I hear the horn. Train is coming. I'm not for sure what that means, but if you want to, the only thing I can think of is, you know, a train, it's traveling, and anything that gets in the way, will be destroyed, because trains are the heaviest things, you know that. So you're going somewhere, and you're becoming more powerful. You're becoming more powerful. There's power in prayer, but there's also power in things that you go through. And you come out on the other side, and it's great. But, like, power, power unto you, power, just power, power that you never thought you could experience, power you never thought you could operate in, power, amazing power that will amaze even your family members, a particular family member. Who may see you a certain way, but the power that you will operate in, the power is going to impress even them. And they may not even acknowledge it at first, but a power, even a great power to minister, to just power. And it's like a very, the power is, it's a very calm. Like you're very calm, but very powerful at the same time. And someone else who may be more dramatic, they seem powerful, but they're not. But for you, it's like a calm. It's because you really believe God. You really trust in God, and you really trust God. You really look into God. And as a result, that power comes, because you're not trying to exercise yourself in being something great. You trust God to be great. Just a power. Like an influential thing. I don't know, influencing a family member who had not, may have just looked at you a certain way, but it'll change. So we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for power, increasing her in power. And it's like you won't even care. When this power come upon you and you begin to move in this powerful thing, you won't even, I think that's what the train is. You won't even care what's in the front of you. You won't even care. What used to matter don't matter no more. You will come through like a train. Whatever is in the way will be destroyed. Not because you're being ugly or because you're being nasty. No, because you have the God desire for righteousness, just power, being walking upright before the Lord and before people, knowing that this is the right way. No, that's the wrong way. This is the right way. And when you know that you're standing right with God, just power. No one will be able to withstand. You will destroy everything before you, anyone that comes against the righteousness of God that you stand in. You'll be ministering, and you're going to minister, and there's going to be a power that's going to come, and it's going to be so powerful. You may not even know how powerful and influential it will be yourself. You're just going to allow yourself to be used. You're just going to be used. So whatever it is, it's okay. It's all right. The hand of God is upon you, and you'll see such power. And what you thought, what means is important to you now, all those things that were so meaningful, it'll be a different perspective. It'll be a different perspective. The important things will still be important, but a greater desire will rise up in you. What used to matter won't matter as much no more. It's like a new person that you'll become. We thank you, Father, for that. Do that work inside of Jennifer. Let her know that you are working it and that you're doing it. Let her know. Let her see she's becoming more and more and increasing. Let it be evident to her, God, that it cannot be denied. That when she look around her, all she see is, this is God. That's God. This is God everywhere. Speak to her and let her know, this is the Lord that has spoken unto thee. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We thank you, God. We bless you. So be it. And so be it. Hallelujah, Jennifer.
Amen. Yeah, that really, really touched my heart. Wow, thank you, God. Jesus. Yep, that brought me to tears.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
The Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yep, just when you're, you know, at a place in your life where you're not entirely sure where God is, it's nice to get that reminder to know He is there. It's just sometimes you just can't see the picture in front of you, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, well, do you need prayer for anything before you move on to the next person?
Oh, you're so kind, Jennifer. No, I'm okay. I'm all right. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I didn't know why you're the one that prayed for me before. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, Jennifer. You're so kind. Yeah. Thank you. That is thoughtful of you. Appreciate it. I thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Are you sure there's nothing that you need prayer for?
No, I'm sure. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm sure. I promise you. I promise.
Okay. Thank you
so
much. Just wanted to double check.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Have a good night, Jennifer.
You too.
All right.
Okay, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. That was nice. I remember her now. Uh-oh, I can't think. I think I can get it off. Can I turn it off? Oh, God. Okay, there we go. I remember her now. She's sweet. Thank you, Jennifer, if you're still listening. Thank you again. All right. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next caller here who has their hand up. So I have it's going to be a 202-722. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Good evening, Miss Felicia. This is your friend Daryl Paul and Nicole calling from Maryland and D.C. respectively. How are you this evening?
Why do I crack up when y'all call? You know what? We all got a connection. We all three of us. I think we got a connection.
I believe you do. I always tell Nicole that you remind me of a family member, like going to my reunion, and it just seems like you're right there. That's what I get from you. Yes.
I'm that family member. Yes. Oh, but thank you again for calling, and I appreciate you. Is Nicole on the line too, or is it tonight?
She is on the line. She's
back. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. I'm just checking. We got a connection going on. Okay.
Amen.
Thank y'all. I love it when y'all call. Thank y'all so much. And I don't know why I always crack up. But anyway, I guess that's the connection. Let me pray for you. I'm going to put you on mute, and I'm going to pray for you, too. Okay, just a moment here. Let's see. Y'all, just bear with me. As I always ask, bear with me. I need the Lord in my life, don't I? All right, let's pray. Let's pray for this. All right, so we got Daryl and Nicole on the line. Let me just write these names down. Hold on. Even though I know these names, I don't have to, but it keeps my organization going, okay, y'all? Keeps my organization going. All right, so let's pray, Father. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We're going to start with Daryl. We thank you, God, for Daryl. We bless you, Father. We bless the Lord for Daryl. Makora bakarisa. Labando renda la voce. We bless you, Lord. How do I say this? I don't know if this is a mental thing, like a handicap type of a thing. I would dare to say like a mental, I'm not for sure, but like a handicap that God is releasing you from. You may not even have known. Sometimes we don't know. I've had issues where I didn't even know that. Is that what that was? I didn't know. And I was wondering, well, why can't I do this particular thing? I come to find out it was something that I didn't know I had. So I bless the Lord, Father. I thank you and I bless you that you release Daryl from whatever that hindrance is. Physically, mentally, whichever way. Ki kapato rabba, release be unto you, Daryl. May you become the new person. This new person, a new you. It just makes me cry. May you become the new you. This new you spring forth. Spring forth the new you. And may you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that something has changed. Something is not the same. Something is not the same. And the thing that's not the same, it's beautiful. I know more than I know my name that something wonderful, something new has happened. And I know more than I know my name that this was God. It's like I see God all in your legs, in your arm. God is just like a skeletal inside your body, just wanting to just wanting to be so expressive. You are a man loved by God. And God shows you, and God shows you. Your hair, everything. Be arrested by God. And Daryl, even there's going to be accidents that are going to happen. You're going to do things accidentally. And even that, God is going to be so in you, even the accident is going to be, even when you accidentally do something, it's going to be God. Even when you trip, you accidentally, you woke up too late. You didn't wake up on time to get to the meeting. The meeting was at 8 o'clock and you thought it was at 9 o'clock. Every accident will be God.
May there be a God encounter in Jesus' name. Even in your accidents. Kiko Rabba Mando Robo Shede. You keep looking to God. You are chosen of the Lord. May your mental state always be healthy. May you always know how to go after God. If you don't see God on the left, figure out how to go after him on the right. Figure out, where is God, where are you? Let the peace of God be upon you. Let it be. When people make you mad and you want to let them have it, don't let them have it. That's not the peace that you're looking for. You know, somebody say something, they cuss us out, and then we want to cuss them back out. And we sometimes, some of us Christians, sometimes we do. We cuss them right back out. And we thought, oh, that brought you satisfaction, didn't it? No, that's the peace of the world. Your peace comes from knowing that you are called and chosen of God. Your peace comes from knowing I'm going to do the God thing. Your peace does not come from retaliating. Yeah, there's some times when you have to be wise. If somebody do something, you need to kind of like, you know, let them know, hey, don't do that no more. I'm not that kind of a person that you play with like that. But then there comes a time where just let it go. Accept the peace of letting it go. There's a peace in letting it go. There's a God peace in that. We're talking about the peace of God, not the peace of the world, the peace of God. You are a man chosen by God. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. And you watch and see, even your accidents, you will end up. It'll be something good. The accident will happen, and it'll be a God accident. There is a such thing. I just want you to know that if you didn't, I don't know. Anyway, that be for you, Daryl. God, thank you. All right, bless the Lord. And then, Father, we forget not Nicole. We pray for you. Nicole, hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you. Just an angel. I just see angels like, let me get this correct. I don't want to say the wrong thing. This is what I don't see it now. Sometimes I can see things and sometimes I just hear it. So I just hear like angelical music. Like you're just surrounded by angels. You're just surrounded by angels. People say, you know, well, you know, that's my angel watching me. Okay, that's fine. But I sense for you, Nicole, it's a greater thing. Maybe someone has an angel, but for you, you may have three angels, while everybody else has one. I just sense an angelic presence around you. Just angelic presence. God really likes you, girl. He really likes you. He just likes you. He just likes you for what it is. They can get mad if they want to. It is what it is. We can do nothing about it. He just likes you. He just likes you. And whatever you believe in God for, may God bring it to pass within weeks. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute you all here. Just give me a second. Make sure I'm on the right person. And you all are unmuted, and we can pray for whatever you want to pray for. Amen.
Amen. That was so Amen. Awesome. Praise God.
Thank you very much, Ms. Felicia. Those were very, very good words. We appreciate them. Thank you. I do have one special request, if you could.
No problem.
For prayer. For my father, he is 87 years old. He's having some eye issues, and if you could just give him a prayer, just to make sure everything's, you know, will go well as well as can be, and just, you know, say a prayer over him. I would appreciate that.
No, yeah, no problem, Father. We bless you and we thank you. I always say, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We bless you for his father. He wants the best for his father. Of course, who don't? Thank you, God. He wants the best. We pray. We pray the peace of God be upon his father. Nothing but peace. No matter the situation. We pray, God, for his eyes. We pray for his eyes. We pray good news. May there be good news. Good news. Good news. Just good news. May there be good news. We pray. Good news. Good report. Good news. It is your will, God, that we all do well. And if there's headaches or anything like that, God, we pray that you eradicate that in Jesus' name. You are able, you are able, you are able, you are able, and you are able. Pray good news. We pray for that, God. We ask you for that. We send our prayers to you. Make our requests be known. All be well. May Daryl be able to sing, "It is well with thee." It is well. May that be your song. It is well. May that be your song, Daryl. It is well.
Israel.
May that be your song. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Felisa, how have you been doing?
I'm all right. A little challenge here and there, but it's okay. I'm all right. I'll be all right.
We're glad to hear you. We're glad that you're on, and we're glad that you do what you do. So thank you.
Thank you. It's always so nice to hear the song and the happiness in your voice. You just carry the joy of the Lord with you and in you. It just radiates.
I appreciate that. That sounds good to me. That sounds good. And it's always good when I click. Of course, I don't know everybody's number by heart, but when I click and they say, "Oh, it's Daryl in the car." That's always beautiful. That encourages me. So I appreciate you all for that. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome. Yes. Very good. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
All right. All right. So is that it? Or do you all want to have anything else? Or
Nicole, you got anything?
You know, I was thinking earlier while we were waiting on the line, I have a childhood friend I haven't seen in a long time, and I just wanted to pray for her salvation. She's in a witchcraft religion. She was born into it, and when she was born into it, they dedicated her to these false gods, man, I want her to go to the new earth. I'm believing God for her to get saved, no matter what kind of thing her parents did. And, you know, so if you could pray for my childhood friend, her name is Amma, that I would just love for you to pray for her. That would be terrific.
Yes, Father, we pray for Amma. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord wants. This is God. This is what the Lord wants. We thank you, God, that you, hallelujah, that you use Nicole to bring Alma into the kingdom. And even if you never see her come into the kingdom of God, we thank you, Nicole, that even if if you yourself, Nicole, never see her come into the kingdom, you'll see. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see. There will be an acknowledgement. Hallelujah. There will be an acknowledgement of God. There will be an acknowledgement. We thank you, Father. And even with that acknowledgement, I thank you for salvation. Just with the acknowledgement alone can be salvation. That salvation alone. Thank you, God. We bless you. We ask, reverse it, God. Well, as she was dedicated unto the enemy, we reverse that in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, that because of Nicole, she will be. There will be a moment when she will acknowledge. If today, I'm not talking about death. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if today is the last day that you communicate with her, just know there will be an acknowledgement. And when you acknowledge, just an acknowledgement could mean salvation. So we thank you, Father. And God is going to give you a reward even for this tonight, Nicole. You will be rewarded. You'll see. Reward will is unto be unto you even tonight. Remember this night. Well, of course, you get to heaven. Yeah, you'll remember it, but it'll come back. God will present it back to you. But because of you tonight and because of you presenting her before the Lord, you will see. You will be rewarded for that. You will not be rewarded. You will never. You will, there will be no regrets that you offered her name tonight. God is going to reward you for that. That's what God. That's what Jesus died for, and you did it. So thank you. God bless you, and you'll see. It's okay. It's okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you more.
Thank you, Ms. Felicia. Right. Sending prayers and blessings your way always. You.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I need every bit of it. So thank you. Okay? Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night. And I hope to talk to you guys again the next time I'm able to do a show. Okay? Thank you for your support. Thank you for letting me pray for you.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Okay, bye-bye. All right, here we go. We're going to move on to our next caller. Okay, and thank you all for hanging on. Thank you again for hanging on. I appreciate you. Okay, so I'm going to go on to the next caller that I have. Let me write the number down. I'm going to write the number down real quick so that I could just continue on without having to pause. All right. Oh, did I lose you? Did you hang up? Oh, no, there you go. Okay, so I'm going to call the next caller here is going to be, I have a 682-738. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hey, Felicia, this is the LaShawn from Texas.
I got certain people. There are just certain people, I tell you. You know, there are just certain people that I don't know how to say it, but there's certain people, when y'all call, I know who you are. It just cracks me up. I don't know why. I have no explanation, but thank you, LaShawn, for calling. Thank you so much, and I'm going to pray for you, okay? All right, let me just put you on mute here, LaShawn, pray for you, and then I'll let you come right on back in as usual. All right, let's see here.
Okay.
Did I do it, y'all? I think I did. Okay, there we go. All righty. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Just a moment, LaShawn, just a second. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We bless you, LaShawn. The first thing I saw was a piano. Now, whatever that means, I'm just going to tell you that's the first thing I saw. Tap dancing piano. God, we bless you. I thank you, God, that you are walking in the steps of the Lord. Even when you think you're not, you're getting there. You're getting there. You are getting there. You are going to arrive, girl. You are going to arise. You are going to arrive. Breakthrough be unto you. you are going to arrive. You're going to arrive. You're going to arrive. You're going to arrive. Like an expansion. You're needing to be expanded. Expand. You need to be expanded. Needing to be expanded. Expansion. But you're going to arrive. God has not failed you. God has not failed you. You keep doing what you're doing. God has not failed you. You keep believing God for the best. The best. And I mean the best. I can see you like on a podcast. And I'm gonna tell you this. I'm not saying I see you having your own podcast. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I see you speaking on someone else's show, or like a speaking on someone else's podcast. Okay, well I guess you say, well I do the Randy show. No, I'm talking about visual, like a panel. You know what I mean? Like a panel, okay, and here comes, we call in LaShun. Everybody clapping. Ooh, LaShun comes out. And then we call the next person. And then all of y'all sit down and y'all have a discussion about God and the things of God. Like I see you like have on a panel. That's what I'm trying to say. A panel. I see you on a panel and just discussing the things of God. And I see you all dolled up, looking pretty. All professional looking at everything. You know how it go, girl. Come on. That's what I see. God, bring it to pass in Jesus' name. You may not even know how it's going to happen, but God, bring it to pass in Jesus' name. It's right up your alley. It's a thing that you're going to be talking about, things that you like to talk about, like as far as concerning the things of God. It's going to be your subject, your alley. You're going to have some good commentary. And it's going to be before audience, but it's going to be recorded. So we thank you for that, God. We bless you for her place at the table. Be it unto LaShun. You have a place at the table. Be it unto you. You shall be able to testify and stand before the people on the panel. Sit, stand. But we know you're going to be sitting for the most part. But when I say stand, I mean sitting and, you know, like... what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even think of the word right now. Anyway, the point is you will be before the people and you'll be talking and you'll be giving your background and your experience on the things of God. I just feel like you'll be on a panel. I'm going to unmute you here in just a moment, LaShun. Oh, that's my phone ringing. I got to go get it. Just ignore that, y'all, okay? I was trying to charge it up, and I have to charge it up away from me on the other side of the kitchen. So anyway, all right, I'm going to unmute you, LaShun, here, and then I'll let you come on in, and we'll pray for anything you have to pray for. Just give me a second, LaShun. Let me just cut the phone off. Just a second. Okay, I'm coming back, LaShun. I'm about to unmute you. Okay. I'm having all these technical difficulties tonight. Lord have mercy. All right, LaShun. There you are. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You so funny. But yes, I thank the Father. I thank the Father for what he's doing. I tell you, that is confirmation. It's confirmation.
Oh, good.
It's confirmation. Yeah.
That's good, because I can definitely, I'm telling you, I saw that. I saw you all dolled up, but I saw you getting like a professional makeover. Not that you don't look good, I'm just saying, it's nice to get a professional. You get that professional makeover. I saw that.
Yeah.
getting this great professional makeup, getting ready for the show, and then you're going to go out and you're going to speak, and you probably may even be able to speak prophetically even to the congregation individually. So be that unto you in Jesus' name. Now you can go to TV. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. I'm saying it's confirmation. It's confirmation because there are some things that, I mean, I have got the word about broadcasting, and there's some things that the Father is working in the background for me being on a TV show.
Wow.
I have already talked to a woman of God. She has her own TV show.
What?
And she was looking for 50, yes, she was looking for 50 people to bring on the show. So I did reach out to her, and so we just seeing what the Father, he's going to work it out.
Oh. Mm. Lord have mercy.
So,
come on.
Yeah, so I'm just seeing how he's going to work it out.
Yeah, he's going to work it out. And I also see miracles coming unto you as well. Miracles. Miraculous things happening unto you. Miraculous things happening. I'm not just talking about the show. I'm talking about this life period. Miraculous things happening for you, Lashun. Miraculous things happening for you. Like I can speed some things up. But just miraculous, like miracles. You were speaking, and I heard like miraculous. So some miraculous things are going to happen for you. You look forward to that. Be that unto you. You know, just miracles, just miraculous things that you didn't even think about. Things that just, they ain't got to do with it, and it happens to you anyway. Miracles be unto you. I just see it happening. I see it happening. And you watch. It's just a brand new everything. It's going to happen for you.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, in the piano, you say you see a piano. Well, for the last week, I've just been worship. And in my worship time, the Holy Spirit had been really speaking to me prophetic. And the Holy Spirit even told me that there's going to be a time where people are going to hear angels playing instruments. And I'm like, instruments? They're going to play the strings. And I'm like, wow, okay. So I've just been in a place of deep worship with the Father and just relax and just worship and, you know, being in his presence. So I don't know if that's what you seen with the piano, but I just heard that you would be able to hear the angel playing the strings. And so
that's good.
Just like,
keep that pace. Keep that pace that you're doing. Mm-hmm. What you're doing now, keep that pace going. Keep it going. Keep that pace. Okay? Stay in the spirit of worship. Stay in that. Keep that going. There's going to be a power that's going to come out of that. Keep it going.
Amen.
And just keep doing it. And keep doing it. And keep it going.
I believe it.
Even that's going to help you to minister. Even when you get ready to go onto the platform, that's going to help you to even minister. That's going to be an assistant to you, helping you to even minister to the people. So keep that pace, that worship pace, keep that going. You watch and see. When you get on the panel, it's going to help you minister to people. You're going to minister even out of that place of worship while you're sitting on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Mhm. Amen. Well, I'm not gonna hold you too long, but you had came up in my spirit early this week. I am seeking God for a new place. I have been still and waiting on Him. I do hear that it's time for me to go out, go to different regions, but I just want to make sure that I am doing what He wants me to do and require. But I'm in a place that I am seeking a new place. I'm looking for a new place. I end up transition from the place I had with my ex-husband, and I live with my son. Well, he out of town working, so, but I want to be in my own place. You know how us mother, I want to be in my own place. So I've been seeking the Father to open the doors for me to be in my own place and to pray for my son as well, because his job, he's continuing, you know, to travel with this job to different locations.
Okay. Hallelujah.
I had a dream about him that the enemy is really trying to attack him. I had a dream about him last night. So just keep him lifted up in prayer, and that I'm able to go wherever God needs me.
Okay. Yes, yeah, we can pray about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I say this to you. God is with you, and I say this. Now, I'm not telling you this is what God has given. What I'm telling you this is, even while you were, usually this means something, but I mean, I've gotten testimony that has come back before, but I just saw 1305 on the curb. Okay? 1305 on somebody on the curb. I guess that's you know, 1305, when you go to somebody's house, sometimes the P.O. box, whatever it is, I don't know. I'm just saying for the address. Sometimes the house number or whatever is printed on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing I got was a 1305. Now, you can come back and say, no, that wasn't it. That's fine. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
When you're talking, the first thing came was 1305, okay? So whatever that is, we pray you asking for a new place. God, that is your will. She wants better. God, give her better. You are the God of better. You are the God of the best. And if that was from you, then God, so be it. Let her stumble up on it. Let her stumble up on 1305, whatever that is for her, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, you want the best for her, and so we pray the best. We ask you for the best. No one can do it, God, but you. No one can do it, but you. No one can do it. She wants the best, so God, do it. Let that be her testimony. May that be your testimony, that God took me from here to there. Surprisingly. Let that be your testimony, Lashun. May you testify. May you be able to come back and say, God moved me from here to there.
Amen.
God took me from here to there. You did it for one God. You'll do it for another. And you're not doing it for her just because you did it for another, but you're doing it for her because that we believe you to do it, because that's the kind of a God that you are. May she see and look at your awesomeness. Don't judge yourself for nothing. Even if you think you messed up, move on. God still wants to bless you. Even in you, even when you mess up, even when you fail, he still says, but I still want to bless you. Receive that in your spirit. Receive it in your mind. Receive that. And I don't know if 1305 is the new address, or 1305 will be a good neighbor, your new neighbor, or it'll be the street that you, something. And if not, that's okay too. You just keep that before you. Hallelujah. 1305. We thank you, God. And then we pray for her son, her concern. God, your hand is upon him. Your hand is upon him. That's all. This is going to be a part of his testimony. When he gets older, you watch and see. It's just a part of his. It's going to be a part of his testimony. He's going to say this and this and this and that and that and this and that and this. And when I was young, I did this. And when I was young, I da 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 da. And I was. It's just a part of his testimony.
Amen.
But God, we pray that everything worked together for your good. We pray success upon success upon success upon success upon success be upon this boy. A success be upon her son. Success in everything he do. Everything. Everybody got to learn. He got to learn. He going to learn.
Yes. Yes.
And may it be also that he come back and say, this is what I did when I was young. May he be a mentor to help steer and guide mm-hmm. other young men who will deal with what he's dealing with. This is just a part of his testimony. He'll be able to say, I did this and I did that. It's a part of his testimony. He'll come around. We thank you, Father, and we bless you. You are a good God. You do it. You do it and you do it. I give you what I believe God is saying to me, and that's what I give you, Lishan. And I thank you, Father. You are faithful, and you are faithful to keep your word. You are faithful. Lishan, you stay in worship. You stay before God and watch and see God bring all these things.
Amen. So, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you so much for all your prayers and your obedience. And I always pray for y'all here on Prophetic Grace Network. I pray for every last one of the hosts and their family. Even the Holy Spirit would just give me names. Or y'all would just come up in my spirit for me to pray for. So, I thank you.
Thank you for your prayers.
You know, continue to do what he called you to do. Continue to shine.
It's something that you say that because that's always a good. Yeah, I don't want to try to dim my own light, but I'm working on that. So thank you for saying that.
You know, continue to shine. Continue to shine. God's going to be with you. When we have light around us, the light of Christ is in us and around us, we got to continue to shine. He's going to lead our pathway. So God bless you. I know you have other callers. Because like you said, when we talk, we all need prayer. I know I need prayer. I be telling the Father, it's me in need of prayer. Help me, you know, send those to keep my hands up, you know. Because we get overwhelmed, we get burnt out, but
yes,
we gotta
exactly.
Keep the peace.
Exactly.
Especially when you're praying for
right.
others. So I tell you, it ain't easy. It's not easy.
It's so not. Thank you for saying that. Because Lord have mercy, you are so right.
Yeah, it's not easy. The warfare is very real. When he think he can't get you, he'll go after your kids. I mean, he stay busy. That's why we have to stay on the wall. We got to stay in the posture to pray.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and take other callers. And we will talk soon.
All right. I appreciate you, Lishan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
All right. Have a good one. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Let's see, I'm going to go to it. Let me write the number down. My second time almost not doing that. Okay. I get caught up sometimes. Y'all have to bear with me. I always got to ask y'all to bear with me. Lord have mercy. I need so much help, y'all. Just pray for me. Okay, here we go. I have the next caller coming in. All right, so I have an 803-991. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from?
Alicia, this is Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, Angela from South Carolina, from the SC. Hey, Angela, it's been a while since I've talked to you, too.
It has.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
How have you been?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'll be all right. Thank you for asking. All right, let's pray for you here, Angela, and then we will see what you want to see if you have any concerns to pray about, okay? All righty, so God, we thank you and we bless you for Angela from South Carolina. Hallelujah, Angela, the bomb, girl, the bomb. Thank you, God, you are a good God. You are good to Angela. And so, Father, we pray for her, whatever it is that you want for her, God, give unto her. The fire of God be upon you. The fire of God. I don't know if you are God is, if you're a book writer, Angela, but it's like God is going to give you some fire quotes, some things to quote that will encourage people and help people to get through their hard times, help people to get through times of despair and times of lack and insufficiency and just thinking that they're not going to make it. Like the fire of God, like it's going to come upon you to, you know, I don't know if you, you know, if you write a book, I just feel like you're going to write a book and God is going to give you some fire quotes that are going to be so helpful to people. People need help. Some fire quotes, Angela, that's going to bring comfort to people. That's going to bring comfort to their minds. I mean, just fire quotes. So just start writing things. And when you get a good quote, write it, notate it, save it. And let's say, okay, well, let's say you don't plan to write a book. Well, you can quote it to somebody. Just some fire quotes to bless people, to encourage people. We thank you, God, that you're going to help people in hard times to feel better, be more comforted, to be encouraged, to look forward to God bringing them out of their situation. Like, I mean, just things that people need to hear, you being a blessing to them. So just start writing. All right, I'm going to unmute you here, Angela, and let you come on in. Got anything we want to pray about? That's fine.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, wow. Yes, you are the third prophet on PTN to give me that prophecy. So it is,
oh, really?
I have LaShawn that you just got off the call with. She gave me that the other night also.
Why did you go back and listen? Really?
Yeah. Amen. Yes. Yes. So I write all the time. And what you were just saying about the quotes, he has been giving me quotes to write that I've been writing that Jesus has said to me that was and
wow.
I've been jotting stuff down. So exactly. Wow. Glory to God. I mean, he is so awesome. That's confirmation again. So I didn't write anything today. I didn't work on my writing today because I'm doing something with, he got me doing something else. But, yes, everything you said, spot on. I've already written a couple of things. So
you've already been doing
it. Book, I'm in the process, yeah. I've always written big poems and stuff like that. But here lately, it's been really flowing. It, like you said, I had to jot some stuff down because I'm going to have to come back later and write on it. One thing about being a writer, when you write stuff, you can always pick up. Well, for me, like, instantly, I just pick up and start writing where I left off. But he even gave me different titles about things to write about. So I haven't started on those yet, but some other stuff I've already written. So that's just more confirmation on the book he had me write, started on a couple of years ago, that I need to go ahead and finish.
This is amazing. Oh, it just blows my mind when that happens to me. I didn't hear the show. I promise you, I didn't hear the show. Wow. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Well, you better get to me. Well, she's already doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I am. So that's like, all right, full steam ahead now. I need to really, I work, you know, sometimes I get off of work. Sometimes I get a little lazy at times. But, I got to get back on because he's giving me a lot of stuff. I need to get it written out, like you say,
yeah,
for people to be encouraged. And that's really what it's, he's given me. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So thank
amazing
you for that.
You're very welcome.
Yes. So I appreciate that a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very welcome.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, is there anything
else? Anything going with you? No, I'm good. I thank God. I'm blessed.
Oh, okay.
Everything you all are saying is confirmation, so I'm on the right path. I just need to, you know,
yeah,
go ahead and get started on some of the other stuff he's giving me and finish it.
Yeah.
You know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So,
you've been missing an Axel.
I've been missing an Axel. Well, you know, I've been having some.
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. I thank you so much for that, for the message, and I'm on.
Okay.
We receive that and get on it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Angela, and have a good night.
Okay. You too, Felicia.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right, I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Okay, so I have, and thank y'all for waiting so patiently as I go through the calls. All right, so the next caller that I'm at is going to be 214-701. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from?
Hi, this is Latoria from Texas.
Latoria?
Yes, ma'am.
Latoria, okay, Latoria. L-A-T-O-R-I-A. Did I get that right?
L-A-T-O-R-I-Y-A. Just one letter.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Got it. Thank you, Latoria. Oh, I don't think I've ever spoken to you before, Latoria. All right.
No, I'm Barbara's daughter.
Oh, okay. Great. Let me pray for you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your support. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you on mute, Latoria, and then I'm going to pray for you, and then we're going to if you have any requests, okay, then I'll pray for you. If you have anything that you want to pray about. So let me put this on mute and pray for you. Father, we thank you. We bless you for Latoria. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Latoria, for calling in. And thank you for letting me pray for you. God, we bless you. We thank you for Latoria. We thank you for all of her needs being met. Everything that you need, Latoria, God will supply. Everything that you need, may God supply. Whatever, a job, whatever, a home, a car, whatever, in Jesus' name, everything that you need, and may God supply it and supply it in abundance. You want this, you want that. May you get the best of this, and may you get your choice. What do you want? Maybe it be your decision. You will be able to afford everything that you want. Everything that you want in Jesus' name. May you be able to get it all. Get it all. Lacking nothing, missing nothing. In Jesus' name, missing nothing. Whatever you want, you ask, and then you go after it. It is yours. I see you being fulfilled with happiness. And not just the material things making you happy, but you being happy because this was the Lord's doing. You know that God did it for you. It's not the thing that makes you happy, Latoria. It's the idea, the knowing that God did this. That's where the happy, that's the happiness. That's the joy. That's the joy. The joy is knowing that this was God. Don't let your happiness rest upon a thing. God is going to give you the thing. Your happiness truly is in knowing this was from the Father. This is the Lord's doing. This is what God did for me. If you look at that next thing that you're going to buy, you look at that. And you let that thing make you happy, you're going to be depressed. Don't focus on that. You focus on the Lord has done this thing. That's the happiness. That's the joy of the Lord. The thing that you want, you'll get it. You're going to get it. You'll get it. The things that you want, you'll get them. I like materialistic things too, Latoria. I like a nice G-Wagon. That's what I want. Come on, Jesus. Give me a G-Wagon. That's what I want, a Mercedes G-Wagon. I like nice things, too. And you'll get all those things. But just remember, those things are not your happiness. You will enjoy them. You will have fun having those things. But the true happiness is in knowing that this is from the Father. A lot of people be depressed when they get nice things. They still can't figure out why they're not happy because they missed the mark. They thought the thing was supposed to make them happy. No, it's in knowing
this is from the Father. You can rejoice over that and then go on to enjoy your G-Wagon. My G-Wagon. Amen. Hallelujah. You are a blessed woman. You will see that you're going to get all of your needs met. Everything you need, what you want, you'll see. Look to the Father. He's going to do it for you. God's going to impress you, Latoria. God is going to impress you, girl. He's going to impress you. You know how a man likes to impress a woman when he's dating her for the first time? He's trying to buy her all these nice things because you want to impress her. He's trying to win her heart. God's going to do you the same way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But you just stay, listen, but you stay with the Lord, though. Don't get the things and go somewhere else. No, no, no. You get the things and you keep rejoicing in the Lord. I'm going to unmute you here, Latoria, in, let's see here, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you are.
Thank you so much. I received that. And it's funny you kept saying G-Wagon because my fiance, that's what we have, is a G-Wagon. I was laughing the whole time. We pray that you get one as well.
My God. You can't tell me that ain't God. You can't tell me I ain't heard from God.
Yes, I was laughing the whole time.
Oh, that blesses me. Jesus, you telling me I'm going to get one? All right now.
Yes, I received as just a lot of confirmation of, you know, just things I've been praying and dealing with. So just thank you for your prayers. And this is my first time calling, so I'll definitely be calling back.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it.
Yes.
This is amazing because I would have known. I don't have no reason to announce to mention that, but wow. Anyway, so this is the Lord. Let the Lord bless you, Latoria. Let him do it no matter what. Let him do all the nice things, all those beautiful things. God wants you to have all those things. He wants you to enjoy them. Just don't let them, let that be your happiness. You look at that nice G-Wagon. Anyway, you look at that, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, anything. You want the house, you want, God is doing that for you. But he wants you to make sure that you focus on him giving it to you and not that. Enjoy it. Have fun. Whatever nice thing that you want in life, enjoy it. Have fun with it. Just remember, it's the Lord that gave it to you, and that's where the joy comes from. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, you are blessed. That's amazing.
Well, thank you.
He just spoke. I have never done that before. He spoke.
Yes. And I just, if you could pray for my daughter, her name is Eris. She's in the NICU. She was born prematurely, so I just want prayers for her, if you could.
How do you spell her name?
It's E-I-R-E-S-S, Eris.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, yes. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We bless you for Eris, God. We lift Eris up to you. Pay attention to Eris, God. Pay attention. Pay attention to Eris. Hallelujah. Pay attention to her, Father. We bless you. We thank you that she is here. She made it. She made it. She made it. She made it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. She made it. She made it. She made it. Hallelujah. May she grow, become strong, and be the woman of God that you want her to be. Strong, a leader. I feel like Eris will grow into a leader. I pray, God, let that be. I feel like a leader is her calling in life. I believe your baby will grow into being a leader. Father, we bless you and we thank you that I believe. This is what I believe. This is what I'm saying to you, Victoria. I believe. You hear what I'm saying? This is what I sense. This is what I believe. I believe God is showing that she will be a leader. A leader of what? I don't know. But I believe your baby will grow into being a leader. We thank you, God. Let it be so, God. I ask you for that, Father. We ask you for that. Bring it to pass. Let Latoria enjoy her baby girl and let her see
as she grows. Let her see. That's a leader right there. Look at what she's doing. That's the quality of a leader. May you enjoy it, Latoria. I pray that you enjoy your baby girl. Pray that you enjoy the gift of God that she is. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We pray. God, I ask you for that. If she is a leader, then God, let her survive and let her survive. Let her survive to go on to lead your people. A leader in something. We thank you, God, for Eris, the leader, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you for your prayers. Beautiful.
Yes. You are very welcome. You are very welcome.
Yes. Well, that's all my requests for tonight. I just want to thank you for your encouraging words and prayers. And I'll be praying for the PGN and all the listeners as well.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind. And you even sound like your mama, too. You even sound like her. Oh, wow.
And we look just alike.
Really?
Yes, we do.
Y'all twins.
We are.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Very beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for letting me pray for you. Thank you, Latoria.
Thank you. Have a good night. Okay.
Okay. All right. You too. Bye-bye. All right, that was beautiful, Father. We thank you. We bless you over and over and over again for the baby. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to move on here. I have just a second. All right, so I guess this is, I see this is anonymous, 111111.
Oh, sorry, you had me laughing. I'm Barbara from Texas. That was my dog. Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord. Bless you, Barbara. Bless you. Thank you. Oh, my God. This is a good night. You know, I've been having some challenges and things haven't just, anyway, I just been kind of down. But I thank you tonight, God. This is fun. Appreciate you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much. I want to put you on mute. I want to pray for you, Bob. I'm going to let you back in, okay? Thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you, God, for Barbara being a light to me tonight. You are a light to me tonight, Barbara. Thank you so much. It's a light. You are a light to me tonight. Hallelujah. And that's just me ministering to my own self. So thank you so much. And God, we thank you for Barbara. We bless you for the woman of God that she is. Hallelujah. It's right about that time. Right about that time, something's about to happen to you. It's right about that time. Right about that time. I don't know what that is, but it's right about that time. Something. Is it right about that time? We thank you, Father. What is that? It's right about that time. I'm just going to tell you this, Barbara, and I'm going to, I don't know how to say this. I don't really know how to share this information, but I just see a man's belt buckle. Whatever that means. I do not know. I don't think I want to interpret that. I don't know. I just see, I'm telling you, and I'm going to leave it right there, okay? I'm not going to take this no further because I don't want to mess up whatever the Lord is trying to do. I'm just going to say this.
I just saw a man's belt buckle. A man's belt buckle. Not a woman's. This was a man's belt buckle that I saw. So that's funny to me. I'm not going to touch it no further. I'm not even going to ask God to tell me that. I'm just going to leave it to you, but I'm just going to let you come on in. We're going to chat, and then you just we'll continue. There you go, Barbara. You are in.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to figure out if I have an answer for that belt buckle. Oh, my God.
I don't know what to tell you, but that's what I got. I don't think I want to attempt to go nowhere with that, because I don't know. I don't think I'm spiritual enough to try to interpret that. I'm going to just tell you right now. I think I was a little bit too much flesh to try to interpret that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I saw. First thing that came to me was it's about that time. And then I saw a man's belt buckle. Now, let me just give me a second, Miss Barbara. Let me just give me a second. Let me just pray again. Let me just focus. Thank you, Father. Mando rabaka dele boshede. Reba kabando lobosha kabando raba karisa. God, we believe you are an amazing God. A man of the belt buckle. This is a man of correction. A man of correction. Wow, a man of correction. That's what I sensed from the belt buckle. God is loving and God is sweet and God is kind. And God is a God of correction. It's not a bad thing. I see a man's belt buckle, a man of correction, whatever that is. God, we thank you. So that's what I got. That's what I got for you, buddy. That's
Amen.
What I got.
Well, that's what I have. That's what I got, too. More like support, security, or protection, girded with
mm-hmm.
truth. And that's what I was getting.
It's about that time. So we thank you, God. We bless you for that. God is a good God. Hallelujah. God is using his sense of humor on this one. Thank you, Father. God is humorous, too. For those of you who are listening and you didn't know, God is very humorous. He created comedians. So we thank you, God. We bless you for this man of correction. We thank you for the message. We thank you that you speak. We thank you that you show us things. I saw it. I didn't hear it. I saw the belt buckle, but I heard it's about that time. So we thank you, God. We thank you. We pray that you help Barbara to interpret that, and now she can look forward to something wonderful happening as it pertains to a man with a belt buckle, as it pertains to a man of correction. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
That was good. Man. I love it.
I love it, too.
I was getting other words, but I didn't understand it. But I can research it and
mm-hmm.
keep praying because conveys power. And so I was just, okay, Lord. So, but anyway, I'll rest on it. Write it down, pray over it, concentrate on it, and do what I do.
And do what you do. That's right. Yeah. That's yeah, that's something.
Because I did a lot of ministering Saturday, so I did a lot of ministering to the men Saturday.
Ministering to who, you said?
A lot of the guys. I think it was more like a car show, and I had to minister to them. And then there was some with a lot of motorcycles, and they wore a lot of belt buckles and vests and everything.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I, like, Lord, what do I say? What do you want me to say to these people? And they were seeing the light in me because everybody kept asking, who is she? Who is she? What is her name? Who is this person? And I was told that they said that I had a beautiful smile and I had a lot of joy. And I was just explaining to them about the Lord and how the Lord works and how he moves. And I saw a lot of classmate people that I didn't see for years, like over, I guess, maybe like 20-something years. And I saw a lot of people that I wouldn't normally talk to. But the Lord used me to minister to a lot of them. They asked me to come, where am I? And I just happened to be in town. And I began to minister. I ministered to ladies. They were saved and they loved the Lord. And they gave me their card and told me to call them. And one lady, I spent a lot of time ministering with her. And it was just beautiful how God used me to minister to a lot of women as well because of church. And I was also asked to work with a lot of ladies in a ladies' international department. And I was like, oh, my God, where do I get that type of honor? So
wow.
It was just a lot of happening and moving so fast. And I was like, you know, like, why did y'all choose me? I mean, you got a lot of ladies. They said, well, you are deserving and you qualify for the position. And I didn't understand it. And I left it alone and said, Lord, you know, the suitcase is packed and I'm ready to go. And they're asking me to travel and just do a little bit of everything. I have the calendar. They sent me everything and said, even if we don't have our meetings, we can still Zoom. And so get ready. I was like, okay, Lord.
Well, they told you to get ready. And I hear the Lord saying it's about that time. So,
they
go hand in hand to me.
I had no rest. No rest at all. I've been going Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so we had to cancel the service because we were just exhausted. And my voice was tired. So I was like, okay, Lord. And I said, God, give me strength in that area too because I've been ministering. So it was just a blessing that everybody for PGN gave me really the same word. So.
Wow.
Amen.
Well, you get ready.
Well,
get ready.
I know you have other powers, but I won't try to rush or keep you. But I am just so excited.
You should be. It's
so
why, because it's about that time. You should be. It's about that time.
Yes, it's been
Stay
years.
Excited.
Yes, me.
It's about that time.
Yes.
It's about that
wow.
time. You're gonna enjoy the Lord you're gonna enjoy the Lord on another plateau. You already know how to enjoy the Lord. You already know how to do that. You know how to praise the Lord, worship the Lord, and all those good things. You know how to minister. You're gonna enjoy the Lord on another plateau, Barbara. Another plateau. You're gonna see another facet of God, a side that you may have saw it happen for other people, but now it's gonna happen to you. In Jesus' name, it's about that time. Now it's gonna happen to you. Now it's going to happen to you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Be it unto
thank
you.
You.
Amen.
Yes, God.
May you
Amen.
Be able to come back and just say what the Lord has done. It's about that time. It's about time enough. About time enough.
I waited patiently. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm just in awe because I did get a person. I had been praying for one young man in particular because he said he spent like 14 years in prison. And I've only been gone for 15 years. And he said he'd been out a year. So grateful that I was hadn't heard from him, hadn't talked to him. But I met his sister as I was praying for a lot of ladies. And so she was, I don't know, the name just came to ask about him. And so we prayed the other night for him. And he also invited me to the church where he's going. And he also was letting me know, he said the church cost over $500,000. And he said that we could use a person like you.
Wow.
And I said, well, God could use a person like you because of where you've been and where you're going. I did it for 13 years, but you actually been in the prison for 14 years. You actually got behind the walls. And he said he had time to read all the Bibles, all the different type of Bibles. And he said he just had that type of time. And so we all, Carmen and all, we prayed for him, and God gave us a very beautiful word for him and to heal his body and everything. So I'm just excited, you know,
yes.
Because it's about that
time. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Lord. And he sent beautiful pictures of the church. It was just immaculate. You know, and I pray for his business, pray for everything, and how the Lord is moving. And he said he went through testifying. And
wow.
I'm just at awe because he didn't forget about me. He said, I remember when you preached at this church, and I gave them a ride. And I brought a load of people with me to, I think, McKinney, Texas in Dallas. And he got a chance to hear me actually preach. And so I was thinking that being gone that long out of somebody's life, they would remember me. But he said he didn't forget.
Wow.
And so
wait, that impact.
Most
yeah.
Yeah.
It was impactful.
Thank you,
that's
Lord.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You are a gift.
So, yeah, his name is David, and I said, "Well, the Lord's hand is on you, so that's why you're there for your family because they don't know about Jesus like you do." So, I'm just grateful.
Yeah,
to keep him lifted up before the Lord.
Thank you, God, for David. Bless him to know Jesus always. Bless him to not have a fake spirituality, but to be real. And to know that God is real. You don't have to be fake and phony. You don't have to pretend to be spiritual. Being real is being spiritual many of the time. Let him know that. Let him know that God and help him to remember that. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, so I'm grateful to keep him before God, and that God will heal his body. And it's been through a lot, so.
Yeah, bless his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
But thank you.
You're very welcome.
And I'll let you get to the next caller. So God bless
all right.
you, and thank you so much. Good to hear
okay.
from you.
Yes, and thank you. Yeah, I'm glad that you called. Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate you.
We're praying for you. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you, too. Good night. All right. Okay. Let's see here. Let's take this caller here. All right. So I have my next caller. Let me write the number down real quick. If I could, I have 915-929. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
God bless you, Sister Felicia. This is Carmen from Texas. How are you?
Hello, Carmen from Texas. How are you?
Good.
Thank
good.
You, Carmen.
I was listening in and listening to Sister Barbara's daughter. She does sound like her mama.
Doesn't she?
Just
yeah.
like her. Yeah. It's amazing. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. They even laugh like each other, too.
They do.
Oh.
Yes.
Twins. Yeah, I was. Tell LaShawn hello. I haven't talked to her in a while. I've been so busy. I haven't talked to anybody. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm making it. I'll be all right. I appreciate you asking. Thank you so much, Carmen. Thank you for that. And let's pray for you, Carmen, and then we'll let you come all right
Amen.
On back in. All right. Hallelujah. Let's pray for Carmen. Okay. Let me make sure I don't want to lose you, Carmen. Just a second. Let me just make sure I got your, did I write? Yeah, okay. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you for Carmen. We bless you for everything that Carmen is in you. Hallelujah. We bless you for everything that is in you, Carmen. Everything that is in, we bless God for every part of God that is in you. We thank you, God. We thank you. What is that? Okay. I don't know if that's a what that means. Like an old silver tin can trash can. But I don't think it has trash in it. We bless you, Father. We thank you. We just bless you, God. A silver trash can with a lid. You know those old trash cans? Like those old school, like a tin can, but those silver trash cans with the lid, with the matching lid. It's not anything bad. We bless you, God, for that. I'm just telling you, it's not anything bad. It's not a bad thing. It's a symbolic of something. But I'm like getting rid of the old, almost like. Getting rid of the old. Trashing the old stuff. Getting rid of the old. Bringing you into a new place. Even this year. A new place this year. A new place. A new experience. Almost like you experiencing, not, I don't want to say being face to face with God, but like God coming into your room right where you are. God coming into your room and you knowing and seeing, God is in my room. Jesus is here. Like a tangible, that you see him. And it's going to make you become another person. Not you're gonna see it, like you get to experience what it's like to say, yes, God came into my room. Yes, Jesus came and sat on my bed. Yes, Jesus came and sat on my couch. Yes, Jesus came and said, you'll be able to say that. It's like that's what I kind of sense. Or
something. You'll see Jesus, his eyes or something. You'll have an encounter and more love. You'll begin to express even more love. I'm not saying that you don't have that love now, but it's going to increase. You have this encounter. It's like him coming into your room. And whether you see him or whether you feel it, you're gonna know. It's going to blow your mind. Be it unto Carmen. In Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you, Carmen, and then you can come on in and we can pray for whatever you want to pray for.
Thank you. Thank you for that word. I guess that's still to manifest. Although I do sense his presence when I do worship him, like he's there.
Yeah.
I feel his love when he's around. It's just me and him.
Yes.
So. And I do have love for people. I mean, even difficult people.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness. Someone walked in the other day. They watched me talking to an elderly person, and they were wowed. They were, like, shocked. To me, I felt embarrassed when he was saying how he liked the way that I treated this elderly person, and I was like, it embarrassed me. So I didn't have words. I wanted him to go away because I felt embarrassed. I didn't know how to take that. But I treated that old woman, you know, with love, because, you know, she needed the attention, and we're all going to grow old, and
right,
we're all going to need someone to love us when we can't and when we need help.
Right.
I was like, why did I act that way? Why was I so embarrassed? I didn't know. I didn't say anything, and I'm not one to be, you know, short on words. But here I felt embarrassed that someone noticed that. I did. I was like, I wanted him to go away because I didn't like, you know, I didn't feel right with the words that he was sharing, that he was so impressed with how I treated the lady. But for some reason, I felt embarrassed. I didn't think somebody was watching me. I was just, you know, being kind and loving to that old woman. And he went on, and he wouldn't shut up, and I was, like, more embarrassed. I was like, go away. Yeah. I was like, I couldn't take it, you know. I'm like, go away, you know. I don't want you to talk anymore. Be quiet. I just didn't know how to handle that.
Well, I don't think you were being mean or anything. Yeah, you just didn't know.
I wasn't being mean.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no, but he was impressed, but I didn't know how to take it. I don't know why I didn't know how to take it. I was just, you know, embarrassed that somebody saw how I was treating someone, and I wasn't treating her bad. I was treating her, you know, with extra love because she was having a hard time understanding. And so I took time to sweetly, you know, pretend like I wasn't seeing her mistake, and, you know, and I made some suggestions and just trying to be kind and loving.
Right.
But, I don't know how to take that. I don't know how to take compliments.
But you're doing good. You look forward to that encounter. But, you're doing good. You're loving already. God says you're already loving. You're already loving, and you watch. You'll experience. I mean, just I almost feel like you're gonna actually get to see. You're gonna get to see Jesus. I just feel like you're gonna get to see Jesus. So,
Oh, I've always wanted to see that. I've always wanted to see him, see how he looks. Not that it matters.
Yeah, but it's the Jesus, though. You know, you want to see, my God, you know, yeah. I feel like that. Now, if I'm wrong, then okay, that's fine. I'm wrong. Just come back and tell me later. But, you know, either you're going to get to see or you're going to know. You're going to be, it's like he's going to come right into your room, right into your room, right into your room. You're going to experience let me say it this way. I think this is a better word. What I sense is you're going to experience a high concentrated presence of God.
Well, that's going to be powerful because I've felt his presence really strong. I've felt him like hugging me and so strong. I can, and every time he's around, I just cry in his presence.
Well, you look forward to it even going beyond that.
Ooh, I'll probably be on the floor.
Of course you will. Yeah, you will.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's right now, and when he does, you know, come around and I sense his presence, it's like, whew, Lord, I just, you know, yeah, just cry before him. And that's all I can do. Ooh, just even talking about him, I could sense his presence. Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh,
wow.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Can't you feel him?
Can I?
Can you feel him? Yes.
Yes.
Lord, let them all sense your presence right now. Let all the hearers hear you, feel your presence, Lord. I can feel his presence. Thank you, Jesus. That's going to be something powerful then, because I can sense him strong. I could only wow.
You watch
me speechless.
It's gonna blow your mind. Blow your mind.
Thank you, Lord. Just hearing and worship music and I melt. I can only imagine if he's in my room. Oh my goodness. I'm like butter.
Beautiful. Look forward to it. Look forward to it. Expect it, look forward to it. When you pray and worship,
you
look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
It's going to be a high concentrated presence. You watch.
Let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For Felicia, Lord. I just thank you for my sister. I pray that you meet all her needs, Father God, everything that she needs, Father God, spiritually, emotionally, physically. That you be there with her, Father God, guiding her. And let her sense your presence at all times, Father God. Increase. Give her more so that she can give more. And bless her, Father God, for her obedience, because it's not easy sometimes to minister to others, especially when you're so tired. You have so many needs. But thank you, Lord, for her obedience. That even with all that, she still comes on. Bless her. Bless her mightily, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. I needed that prayer.
Mm-hmm. A refreshing, Father God, a refreshing. Woo. Thank you, Lord. The breath of the Holy Spirit, refresher. In Jesus' name. Well, God bless you, my sister.
God bless you, Carmen. Thank you so much. I needed every bit of that prayer. Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Good
night.
God is good. Have a good night. All right. Okay, I'm going to take this next caller here, and thank you all for being patient. And again, if you're still listening, Carmen, thank you for that prayer. I need it all. I need it all. All right, so I'm going to go into the next caller, and I have a 662-806. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from, please?
Yes, hi, Felicia. This is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Cynthia from all right. MISSISSIPP. Yeah, whatever. I can't do it. I don't. Anyway, thank you, Cynthia, for calling. Appreciate you. All right, let's pray for you, Cynthia, from Mississippi. All right, and when they are, then I'll let you come back in. We'll pray for whatever you have that you want to pray or talk about. All right? All right, here we go. Thank you, Father, for Cynthia from Mississippi. Father, we bless you, and we thank you. Hallelujah for Cynthia. Thank you for hanging on, Cynthia. You're still hanging on. You're still hanging on. You're still hanging on, and you're still hanging on. Thank you, Father. You're waiting, too. You're waiting for God to do something in your life. You're waiting, too. You're waiting, too. You've been waiting, and you've been waiting, and you've been waiting. And, oh, my God, all right, can you come through? When are you going to do it? Oh, my God, I can get. You're waiting, too. God, come through for you. I agree with you, Cynthia, in your request. Excuse me. I agree with you too, Cynthia. God, come through. She's been waiting too. I don't know, some puppies and dogs, some dogs and puppies, like a brown and white dog. I just say whatever I see, Cynthia. I don't know what that means. Maybe it's a word of knowledge that God wants to share with you just to let you know that I hear your prayers. I hear your requests. I'm listening to you, Cynthia. Cynthia, just keep believing, keep believing, keep believing. Stand and believe the Lord. Stand and believe the Lord and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand. And I also see a military uniform with that old military hat that was, wait a minute, well, I don't know if that was, is that an old military hat or is that from some overseas, the overseas military uniform somewhere, Spain or Czechoslovakia or something way, like an old military uniform, something like that. But that's what I see. I don't get any interpretation. If that means anything to you, then, you know, I'll let you pray about that. If it doesn't, then that's okay as well. That's all right. Sometimes it means something later on. So it may not mean anything now. It could mean something later on. So we thank you, Father, for that. And I just bless her finances. I bless her money. I bless her money. I bless her money. I bless her money. Bless her money. Increase. Double her income. Double her income. Do for her what you did for me. Double her income. Double her income. In Jesus' name. I'm not saying that you need it. I'm just saying, God, double her income. Hang on. Keep on hanging on. And see this thing through. We thank you, God, for Cynthia from Mississippi. Send your angels right there where she is to bring the greatest deliverance that she's ever seen in her life. Her personal, not no one else. You've seen other people get blessed and all that. That's good. Let them enjoy the Lord. But we're talking about personally for you. Do for her, God, what she's seen you do for others. Bring Cynthia to her knees with your goodness, that she can do nothing but say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. God is on your side. God is taking care of you.
God is good. He sees you. He's paying attention. And thank you, Father, again, for a financial increase. I'm going to unmute you here, Cynthia, and let you come on in. And if you have any requests, we'll pray for that. And there you are.
You described my little dog that I lost not long ago, my little brown and black dog. And,
I'm so sorry about that. Well, God is with you. That just, I don't know nothing about a dog. I don't have any animals or anything like that. So God is with you. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, yeah. I was closest to him than I've ever been any of my other animals. And he just was so in tune to me. When I would be down, he would just come up to me and every time and make me feel better. And yeah.
Wow.
And you said something about a military uniform overseas. I am going to Italy in September. And it got delayed. It was supposed to be this month, but it got delayed. So it's moved up to September. So I don't know if that means something about going over there.
So. Yeah, I saw it. It was, yeah. And I was trying to think of all kinds of places. But, yeah, yes, it was like it's not in America. Yeah. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you for her going over to Italy. We pray, God, for safe travels. We thank you, God, that you see that. You see that. You saw that. I had no idea anything about overseas. I know nothing about that. You probably haven't even told anybody on PGN about it. So we thank you, God, that you are paying attention to Cynthia. We thank you, God. God is paying attention to you. He is with you. He is with you. He is with you, Cynthia. He's looking at you.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yeah, because you did not know about my little dog, and that just is amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you, Cynthia.
Thank you, Lord. I have a prayer request. Recently got asked to be head over a prayer team to pray over our pastors. And it's just kind of scared me.
Oh.
I don't know why it's scaring me, but it is. And normally in the past it wouldn't scare me, but it just was scaring me, and I don't know why. Well, it's the first time I've been asked to pray specifically over all the pastors, you know, and it's every week, so... I just need prayer for the hat.
Yes. Yes, Father, we bless you and we thank you. And it felt like, this is what I feel like. This is what I sense, and you take with this what you will. That's it. That's the thing. The thing that you're afraid, do it. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. Attack it. I just feel like that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. You are the one. You became afraid because you are the one. Be it unto her, Father. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what I believe and what I sense. And so you can, you know, of course you're going to take that and however that ministers to you, but I believe that this is it. This is why the fear is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, give her comfort. Give her a peace of mind to accept, to say yes. To say, yes, God, whatever you say, I'll do. We all have fear and trembling. And then it becomes the thing. I remember when I was encouraged and Prophet Randy would encourage me to do a show. And I would just be so fearful. And I remember the first time, my first night, I was so fearful. I thought I wouldn't make it. I thought there's no way. But I was so fearful. But I didn't think that I should have been afraid because I had already been prophesying to people, you know, prophesying to people. So now why all of a sudden am I afraid? I've been doing it. Why am I afraid now? For whatever reason. You know, well, at that time. For whatever reason at that time. I was just afraid. And then I did it. And I thought, wow, the very thing that had me fear and trembling, now I'm continually doing it and loving it. But it was the very thing that captured fear in my heart. But that he would prophesy to me and tell me to, you know, come on and do a couple of, you know, the Lord is saying. And I don't believe that God is telling y'all. And finally I did. And here I am. And I believe this is for you. I believe these instructions are right for you. I believe you have been given this task correctly.
It completely took me by surprise. I was not expecting it at all. I did tell him yes, and I prayed twice, two Sundays in a row, but it's been scary to me.
I believe this is the Lord's doing. Nothing is perfect. Don't expect perfection.
Yeah.
You know, but I believe this is the Lord's doing. Now, of course, you can choose to do it or you can choose not to do it. That's going to be up to you. But I'm just, if you wanted encouragement, my encouragement to you is, I believe this is the Lord's doing, and it's going to be marvelous in your eyes and in their eyes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Yes, let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Focus on the beauty of it. This is going to be beautiful. Focus on the beauty of it. God is going to use you. How beautiful is that?
I am still amazed. I don't know why, but I do thank him because I want him to use me, but it just, it's like, oh my goodness.
It's amazing. Surprise, he picked you. Surprise. Woo. Yes, you. Me. Yes, you. Me. Yes, you.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Felicia.
Thank you for letting me pray for you.
Well, I'll let you move on to your other patient callers, and I appreciate you.
Oh, very welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. And have a good night.
Thank you. You too. All bye-bye.
Right. Okay, bye-bye. All right, we're winding down here. Okay, we're about to wrap it up. All right, so I got another call. I got a couple more calls I'm going to take, and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Okay, so I have a 908-305.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
This is Carol from New Jersey. Hi, Felicia.
Hello, Carol from NJ.
I've talked to you before. Hi, Carol.
Thank
you for calling.
Thank you for your prayers and your wonderful positive attitude and joyful attitude. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it. Let me put you on mute, Carol. Pray for you and then let you come right on back in as usual. Whoa, hallelujah. God, we thank you for Carol. We thank you, God, that everything around Carol, everything in your orbit, everything around you, Carol, works together for Carol's good. May everything around you operate, function accordingly, that you, Carol, are pleased, that you are satisfied, that you are in good health, that you are in a good mental health, good physical health. I speak mental health, physical health unto you, good health always. Well, thank you, Jesus. Now I'm getting some other animals, Carol. Some chickens. Or some roosters. My rooster voice is terrible, but some chickens. Hallelujah. I just pray for you, Carol. I just pray that everything around you, everything that orbits you, everything. Excuse me, I should have muted myself there. That everything around you, Carol, ministers to you, blesses you. You need to have good surroundings. May everything around you. God wants you to be in such comfort. Carol, God wants you to be comfortable. He wants you to be in comfortable. Just being comfortable with all the things around you. Just comfortable. Feeling good. Feeling relaxed. No pressure. No stress. Just, you know, the young people would say chilling. Just chilling. Chilling and, you know, chilling and like, oh, not really having to do much of nothing. Just chilling. God wants you to be comfortable. I think that's where that your surroundings, that you know, everything around you comes from. God wants you to just be comfortable. I speak comfortability, is that how you would say it? Upon you. That you could just relax and not have to worry about no thing. That moment, that day, that time be unto you. That you'll look around and say, this is good, that's good, that's good. This is taken care of, that's taken care of. Wow, what am I don't know what I should be worried about right now. Nothing. This is what God is wanting for you. Nothing. Nobody bringing bad news to you. Nothing. God wants you to just be comfortable. Just comfortable. Chilling. Doing nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. You got any plans for today? If I feel like it. What are you doing tomorrow? Nothing. Got any plans? If I feel like it, I told you. I ain't got no concerns right now. God is good. God is wanting you to be comfortable. No worries. Be it unto you. Be that unto you, Carol. Be that unto you. I speak it. Receive it. That doesn't mean that life is not going to happen. That life will still happen. But there's a place. Well, no matter what, you just, I'm comfortable, I'm good. No, you don't have to, I'm fine. I don't have no worries, I'm fine. A worry-free place for you, a place of worry-free.
just worry-free. No more worries. No more worries be unto you, Carol. No more worries in Jesus' name. All right, Carol, I'm going to unmute you here. Just a second. Where did you go? There you go. All right, and I'm going to let you come on in. Okay, Carol from New Jersey. New Jersey, you can come on in.
thank you. That the Lord has been working in my life. He's like no worries about anything. I just I'm pretty peaceful. Like, how are you? I said, I'm peaceful. I do need finances and all that other stuff, but God said, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Just trust in the Lord and just follow what He says. And I just completely surrender everything to Him. You know the word, I surrender all to Jesus, and just had a wonderful breakthrough in Him.
Breakthrough
from a lot of people that were very, very stressful in my life, just very, very negative, critical, constantly stressful, critical. And the Lord said, I love you, my daughter, but He said, I don't want you to be around them. Not be around them, but don't let them bother me anymore. You know, it's just doesn't bother me anymore when they say critical things. Like, I had a lot of critical people around me, and my surroundings were negative. It was like I was being like Satan was using those men. They did a really good job, but the Lord's like, no more of that stuff. And the Lord is just, going to take care of me, you know. But I do need to have finances and a job, but the Lord's like, don't worry about it. Just keep going in the direction God has for me, and that's what I'm doing. And it's hopefully within the next 2 months, I should be getting a job somewhere. I don't know where, but I've been putting my resume in there, and I do have like a peaceful feeling. I just do, you know, and I don't know that I want to just do nothing and stay home and do nothing. I can't stand doing that. That's boring for me. So, but you know what I mean? I don't know what that means. I just hope I don't have to stay home.
Well, I don't mean nothing. Yes. Not nothing in terms, like literally, just, but nothing in terms of no worries, you know?
It is absolutely true, because I was having all I was being attacked by Satan very, very much so in all areas of my life, friends, family, church, everywhere I was going, it was just so negative. I said, Lord, you got to shake this off of me. And He said, surrender everything to the Lord. He said, surrender everything to Him. And I surrendered everything, and I had a breakthrough, and I had to ask God to forgive me for doing that and ask for forgiveness from others. And I tell you, God took whatever that was, and it was definitely an oppression off of me. And I really do have a peace. So, like, how can you have peace with everything going on? I said, listen, I got Jesus. He's my number one. And it's just, He took, God can have a breakthrough and take things off us. You know, He just does. And I know He's going to make a way, and the years that the locust has stolen from me, He will bring it back, just things in my life. So, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, and that's where I am. I'm really at a peaceful place. I really am.
Good. Beautiful. Thank
you,
Lord,
right on
that.
I've been praying about an income and a decent job. I really need that, and I've been asking the Lord, so I can't imagine why God would not take care of me, but I just have to be very, very patient, very, very patient. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, thank the Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Right. Amen. But I continue to pray for my finances and stuff. But you're not talking about just chilling and do nothing like all the time. That's not what you mean by that, right?
No, just like not having to do. You know what I mean? I believe God is saying not having to do anything that you don't want to do. You know, just being able to be free.
Be free to do the things that I want to do, yeah.
Yes, be free. That's peaceful. Yes, be free. That's almost like doing nothing when you want to do what you want to do.
But that does mean that God's not going to provide for me and do wonderful things.
No, He wants you to have no worries. No worries. He wants you to worry for nothing.
I'm really at that point right now anyways. I'm just like, okay, Lord, whatever you want to do, he said surrender everything to him. And really, he's given me a peace. Like, how could you just chill out? I said, because the Lord told me, what am I going to do, sit around and worry? That's not going to do anything, but I hear you. I've definitely had a big breakthrough in my life, and it's very, from this oppression that I've had for a while, it's just been taken off me, and that happens, you know?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Absolutely. And you said something about a chicken. I don't know. Did you say something about a chicken? You were kidding around.
You know, I'm serious. I saw a chicken. You know, you're kidding around. I'm serious. I actually saw a chicken.
You did? You seen a chicken?
Yeah, a chicken, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were kidding around, like, you got a chicken, and you said something else. I wrote some
I know I laugh a lot. I that's just my personality. But no, seriously, no, I saw a chicken. I didn't know what to do with it. That's why I just gave it to you. But I don't know what that means. I'm not for sure. You know, I just saw it, and I just give you what I saw.
Said like a chicken or a rooster or something.
Yeah, a chicken or a rooster, uh-huh.
I mean, I love farms. I like the outdoor. I grew up in the city, but I love the outdoors and I love farms. I love natural things. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
like
I was thinking about a farm. Yeah,
like a chicken and a rooster. I don't know. Really, that'd be fun. But right now, I live in a nice area, beautiful area, and it's very peaceful. Yeah. I don't have any chicken or roosters, but I have my cat. That's my baby.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I just pray. I mean, I don't know if you have any. Well, you could just continue to pray about a job and finances, and that's pretty much it. I just pray God makes a way, and that would be nice.
Yeah, no problem. Father, we
chicken
bless
and
you.
A rooster, whatever that means. Chicken
yeah.
and a rooster. Imagine if I see one at my door here. That'd be unusual, but you never know, right? It's like beautiful farmland. Nice. I love that. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I was praying about it. I said, it's in a farm, and I didn't want to mention that. I didn't want to go too far off. I didn't want it for sure, but I know I saw the chicken. So we thank you, God. We bless you. Bless you, Father. Let her move her, God, into the right job for her. In Jesus' name, maybe that has something to do with it. So God bless her to have a job that's relaxing, a job that she can say, oh, I don't do much of anything. Not that you don't do much of anything, but that you enjoy your job. Therefore, you can say, oh, I don't do much of anything. Hallelujah, Father. Let her job be an enjoyment to her. Let it be a job that she doesn't have, you know, dread going to every day. A job.
Amen.
That she could continue when it's time to retire and let it go. She can still, she still may want to continue to work because she likes it. She enjoys it, God. Let it be that kind of a job for her in Jesus' name. God, you said you want the best. You said that you want her to be relaxing and to be chilling and to not have to be stressful and worried about anything. So be it unto you. Be it unto you, Carol. Be it unto you in Jesus' name. You watch and see what kind of job this will be. And you see if you cannot relate it back to any of this prophecy or these words of knowledge.
You said something about rooster and a chicken and health and right, all that stuff. I'm into all of that stuff. I am, absolutely.
Oh,
that's what you said, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, just pretty much what I love. But, yeah, it's on target, and I'm like, okay, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you, Felicia. That's right. I want to go to a job where I'm very peaceful and I'm like, I'm working here, and, you know, it's a good salary, takes care of me very well. And
there you go.
So that I can give to the Lord a very good paying job with good benefits, nice people, and just doing the work of the Lord, chilling out.
See, there you go. A job that doesn't seem like a job, you know? That when it's time to let it go, you may still want to continue. So we thank you, Father, for that. I believe God's going to give you a good one. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So look forward to that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Felicia. Appreciate your help.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. Thank you for letting me pray for you, Carol. And have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you so much, Felicia. God bless.
All right.
Bye.
I'll receive. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, we're getting it on down. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to go to the next caller, which is, did I just lose you? Oh, Jesus. No, I didn't lose you. We're still here. Okay, so I'm going to go to the next caller here, to the last caller, okay? I have a 754-255. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Felicia. This is Donna Lintania.
Hey, y'all. I haven't spoken to y'all in a while, it feels like. Donna Lintania.
I know.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like I haven't spoken to y'all in a while. How are y'all? Y'all doing okay? All right. Thank y'all for calling. Thank y'all for hanging on in there. I know it's a long wait sometimes, but thank you guys for hanging in there and waiting for me and allowing me to pray for you all. Tanya and Donald, thank you. Let me put you guys on mute and then pray for you all and then let you come back in. All right, let's see here. All right, so Father, we thank you for Donald and Tanya. Thank you. Thank you for letting me pray for y'all again. Thank you again. Father, we bless you and we thank you for them. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you catapult them forward. It sounds like you all may have been through some challenges and some issues here, some issues there, but you are still pleasing the Lord. So we thank you, God. We thank you that you are so faithful. God is going to keep his word to you. As long as you guys keep working it out, God is going to keep his word. He's going to keep his word. You just keep working it. God will keep his word. You'll see. You will see. God is going to keep his word to you. Hallelujah. Yes, there have been some things here, some things there. But it's okay. God is still watching. God is still checking y'all out. God is still looking at you like, okay, all right, okay. Do this part, do that part, and do your part, and God is still going to perform for you. You guys, you think it's going to be y'all support? God is going to perform. God is going to perform. God is going to perform for you. We thank you, and we bless you, God. We thank you for Donald's praise. Hallelujah. Be strong, Donald, be strong. It can be rough and tough, but be strong. Like a mushroom umbrella, like you're under a, like you if, as long as you're walking in obedience, Donald, God is going to cover you. And there will be moments where it's going to seem like you're not going to make it. You're not going to be able to do it. And just in time, you watch and see, God's going to come through. At the moment that you feel like it's too late, here comes God. It's like you're under a mushroom, but I mean, that's what I saw, but maybe it's an umbrella. Wait a minute. You're under a particular type of protection, Donald. So as long as you walk in obedience to the Lord, and you'll see every time, it's not going to miss. Every time, God is going to be so faithful to you. As long as you walk in obedience, you'll see. It won't miss. There will never be a time, Donna, when you will be able to look back and see where God did not come through for you. You will never in your life be able to look back and say, God didn't come through for me here. He didn't come through for me there. You will never be able to do that. In Jesus' name. Never. And if God didn't come through for you, you'll come around and see, oh, this is why God did. Oh, because this, he was preparing me for this. No, because what he really wanted was this. You and God have a special relationship, and you will have an even more special relationship as life goes on.
Tanya, bless you. You keep holding him up. You keep holding up Donald. You keep holding him up. Keep holding him up. Encourage him. Remind him he is the man. Remind him over and over again. You are the man of God. Encourage him. Lift him up. Because sometimes you just forget. You go through things. You just forget that, hey, wait a minute. I'm the man of God. You just forget sometimes. And Tanya, God's using you to remind him who he is. To remind him. You are the man, man. You are the man. Even when it gets rough, you are still the man. You too will never be able to look back and never and see what God did not provide for you. You will never be able to do that. And so we bless you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute you guys. Come on in. And wait, hold on. Did I lose y'all's number? Oh, my God. Just a second, y'all. I get all excited and I lose the call. I think this is you all. Is it the? Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We
okay. Great.
I almost lost y'all.
Amen. Well,
wow.
We definitely receive it. And that's something I already always say.
Mm-hmm.
About God and, you know, just our journey. I always, just like what you said, I said, I say it now. I always say, hey, one thing, I say,
God always come through.
I always say God always come through. Mm-hmm. Like, I always say, no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I said, everything I've been through, everything we go through, I said, God always come through. That's like the story of, you know, of our lives. Like,
mm-hmm.
I say that all the time. I said, hey, I might not see no big miracle, like, you know, somebody healed, legged, or somebody, you know, but I said, one thing I do know, that's for me, I said, God always come through.
Mm-hmm.
He always does.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, because it's like, always for you, yeah, because it's like more of a practical thing for you guys. Sometimes people get miracles and all those, but for you guys, it's more of a practical thing, like just, you do the practical, and then God will do the other. He'll carry the other rest of it out. It's more like a practical thing with y'all. That's how the experience of God with that's the relationship that I see between you all and God. And you will be just because somebody can say, "Well, God healed me in a miraculous way." That's wonderful, but it's even more beautiful if I can look back and never be able to say, "God ain't never not provided for me." It's even more beautiful to be able to have security. There's a security that you have. There's a security that you can rest and rely on, Donald. You and I'm talking about you too.
Yes.
Like, you can rest and rely on the sleep. There's a security that God has provided to you that you can rest on. I don't care what it is. You will never be able to look back and not see one moment where God did not take care of you, not one time. You will never be able to do that in life. And if that ain't security, you tell me something else.
No, you're right. Because
yeah.
I always, I'm telling you, it's like you be in the room with us because I tell everybody this. I always say, I say, man, I can look back, and one thing I always say, I say, I don't know what it is, but God give me like good memory, and it give me the ability to look back and break it down and see like the spots where God came through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always able to do that. See, like, okay, the area that, man, God came through right here. Or if he didn't come through at this moment, like, this would have happened. Like, I'm able to just go back and break down step by step, you know, how God came through. And I always tell Tanya, I say, like, it's to the point, just like you said, it's to the point where, I mean, I used to be a more of a worrier, more worry about different things. And
yeah,
but it's to the point where it's like, I done seen this already. Like, I done seen this play out already. Like, so I don't worry about nothing. I ignore, like, a lot of things that come my way. And I just said, I know God gonna handle it. And he just always does. And that's the miracle for me, because I just seen God come through in so many different ways, like so many different ways, like that. There's a saying that I always say. I said, man, I have testimonies for days, man, because I just do. It's just my walk with God, and I could just pick from story to story and tell. Even buying a house, you know, I could give you the story of how God was in every moment. And even when things look difficult, you know, even last year, you know, breaking my leg and not being able to work for the whole year, and how God came through precisely,
wow,
you know, at the moment. So it doesn't matter, even if it's a bad moment that I'm going through, I'm still able to see God. So that's my way of seeing God. Like, you know, I can't see him in the physical form, physical world, but that's my way of seeing him. Now, it's like his fingers. His fingers is always there on, you know, on my life, like bad, good, you know, and it's like God is just always there. I feel like, you know, it's just a journey that he's bringing me and brought me through. Where, you know, things are not always perfect. It just, as I'm going through it, like he's there with me, and we're always making a way. It's more like a favor. That's how I feel. I feel like
there
a favor.
Go.
Like
there you go. You got it.
Yeah. It's like it just whatever the case is, whatever. I don't know why. I don't know, you know, I don't know how one would get it. I don't know, but I just know that for me, it's like there's a favor that God has over my life. And
it is.
You know,
it really
like
is.
You said, I just try to stay under it and try my best, just like you said earlier, to be obedient, to stay under that umbrella. To be obedient.
I think that's what that was. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just try my best. I try my best to stay connected, be obedient, and, you know, stay under this favor that he has over my life. And I see it, you know, I see it, and I'm not, you know, I recognize it. Put it like that.
Yeah.
I recognize it, and I know nothing is of myself. I always, like I said, I see where God put his finger in the journey, in the story. So I could always go back and trace it and say, yep, God did something right here. He did something right there. And, you know, things were about to break apart and he did this, you know. But I'll give you one last testimony. I know I'm rambling, but I'll give you one testimony of where God, an example of God being there. And this was recent. This was, I injured my leg like in, July 1st, and I couldn't work for the whole year until I went back to work in November. But here's the thing, we had to redo our roof. You know, we had to redo our roof and everything like that. Got some money from the insurance to do the roof. And so we were shopping around, and I planned to pay it in full, just pay it off, and, you know. And the guy we actually went with, you know, he was saying, man, why are you going to pay it in full? Why don't you just finance it and, you know, why don't you finance it and, you know, just keep that money, and, you know, you can invest it, do business, do different things. And I was just like, nah, I don't want to. If I have the money to just do it, I just want to do it. And but me and Tanya, we were talking about it and, you know, whatever. And then we said, you know what, that's not a bad idea. I said, we can, you know, keep that money, just do a financing on the roof and, you know, keep that money and, you know, doing some investment, do some other things with it.
Yeah.
And we decided to do that. And so they went ahead, you know, did the roof, blah, 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 you know, long story short. And then that's when I injured my leg. So oh. I couldn't go to work. Couldn't go to work. Couldn't move. Couldn't do anything like that. But guess what? The house still needs to be paid. And that money that the guy actually told us to, like, hey, why don't y'all just finance, you know, that money was used to pay the bills, like, while I was out of work, you know, and that money, it was gone, like, in, let's say, July to November. By November, that money that we had, it was gone just in time when I was ready to get back to work to, okay, resume, you know, paying the bills and whatever, things
right
like that.
Yeah.
Like, right on time. Right on time. And like I said, if that guy never, you know, if God didn't send that guy to say, hey, why don't you just keep that money in reserve and, you know, why don't y'all just do this, we wouldn't have any money to pay the bills. Like, there's no way. I don't know how we would have paid the mortgage and all that through those times that I didn't go to work. So looking back, that was just God that just gave us that, sent that person to give us that wisdom, give us, like, you know, we were thinking business and, okay, yeah, let's invest it. God had the plans because he foreseen what was going to take place.
Right.
As far as me not working and everything like that. So we never missed a beat. You know what I'm saying? So that's just one example, recent example, I could say, of, you know, how God just intervened and looked out for us. And But... But you're right on point.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's it. And I think that's the whole point. You'll never be able to look back and say God didn't do it. It's just a part of your life. It's just a part of, you're just favored in that way. Yeah, like an umbrella. I know I thought it was a mushroom. I guess it was an umbrella.
Yeah, it could be a mushroom. I don't know.
Whatever it is, I'm covering over it. Yes, there you go. That's what it is. Yes, you are favored in that way. So you can relax, you can chill, and knowing, man, that you're going to always be able to take care of your family. Always.
Wow.
Always.
Wow. Man, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Beautiful.
Amen.
All right. You don't have anything else?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No,
Actually,
just before I go, just my mom. I just wanted pray over her. You know, she's just been having little health issues here and there, and I just wanted prayer for her.
Okay, sure, no problem. Hallelujah, Father. What's your mom's name? You don't have to tell me the name. You don't want. That's okay.
Miss Ling. Miss Ling is all right.
Miss Ling?
Yeah, Miss Ling.
Miss Ling, okay, hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We bless you. We lift up Miss Ling unto you. Hallelujah, God. You are a good God. You have favored her son. Now, God, favor her in Jesus' name. You favor her son. Now, favor her with the same favor. Favor her. Let her know she has a son that prays for her. She has a son that makes requests for her. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. God, you are a good God. You supply his needs, now supply hers. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Supply her needs. Supply her needs. Nothing missing, nothing broken. All things sufficient. All things enough, more than enough. And let Donald and Tanya see you taking care of her. May they rejoice. Because not only did you take care of them, they can say he also took care of my mama. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we bless you over and over and over again. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Welcome. You guys are welcome. Thank you all. Have a good night, and I hope to talk to you all the next time that I hopefully he'll let me come back on. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Felicia. Have a great night.
Okay. All right. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. I got my eyes set on this caller here. Let's see here.
Did I already take this call? Wait a minute. No, I think this is a new call, I believe. All right. I'm going to take this call. Okay, so I have a 214-646. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from?
Hey, Felicia, it's Terrence and Tanisha from Texas.
This is not happening to me. This is the last call, and I'll say, let me see, should I? I don't know. I decided to take it. Oh, my stars. Is this happening to me? I'm nervous now. Oh, wow. This is, first of all, thank y'all for hanging on, and thank y'all for letting me pray for you.
You're welcome. I called in late, and the Lord told me to call into the show. It hit one, so I didn't even think that the show was still going on because it was so late. I'm like, okay, so I did, and I heard the tail end of Donald and Tanya. It's always a blessing. So, yeah, so here we are.
I can't thank y'all enough. This is I'm trembling, but we're going to do this. I'm trembling, but we're going to do this. Thank you all. So let me put you all on mute. And pray for you, and then, of course, as usual, let you come right on back in. Okay.
All right.
Can I pray? I can't. I don't think I can pray for laughing so much. Okay. And let me make sure I got the number correct. Hold on, so that I don't call on the unmute the wrong number when I let you all come back in. Thank you. We thank you for Terrence and Tanisha. God, we bless you, and we thank you. You are a good God. We thank you, God, for such a powerhouse powerhouse couple. We thank you that they are who you want them to be. We bless you, God, and we thank you for breaking new ground. Mando Rabat, thank you, God, for breaking new ground, even surprising new ground. I was going to, let's see, maybe pray individually for you, but let me just give you this. For breaking new ground, we thank you, God, for breaking new ground. Breaking new ground. And God's going to impress you again. You've already got some things. You've learned some things. You've experienced some things. And even what you've experienced is going to be beyond even that. Breaking new ground, breaking new ground, and even taking other people with you into deeper depths. Not just you going into deeper depths, you two individually going into deeper depths alone, but taking others with you into deeper depths. Taking others along. You've done it. You've gone into some deeper depths, but even you, as you go even deeper, taking others with you. And it'll be those people as Jesus, he had the disciples. They went so far. Then he had Peter, James, and John. They went so far. And then at the end, it was him and one other. You have a group of people that will go with you this far, then a smaller group of people that are going to go with you this far, then an even smaller group that are going to go with you all the way. Breaking new ground, taking people with you, but the smallest of the group of people are going to be the most dedicated to you, are going to be the most committed to you, are going to be right there with you. You are going to break new ground with other people. We thank you, God, for the maturity. We thank you, God, for them learning new things. And just when we thought we've learned it all, guess what? You about to learn some more stuff. We bless you, God, breaking new ground. Maybe, possibly, I just see 50 states. I'm not saying all those states. I'm just saying I see a map. With all the states. So maybe that means another state, another location, breaking new ground in another location. And then other people. I don't know. Are y'all supposed to be some pastors or something? Anyway, I don't know what that is. I'm just giving this to you. We bless you. We thank you, God, for that. And you're always just all, it's like as you continue to go and break into new ground, you will be on one accord. It'll be you'll always be on one accord. Always be on one accord. Always be on one accord. One supporting the other supporting the other. We bless you, God. Breaking new ground in a very supernatural way. And the increase of all things. The increase of all things. Like there's a growth that has brought about this breaking of new ground, that has brought about this increase of all things. You know a lot, but you got to know a lot more. You're very practical. And then you're going to step into even more things that are more spirit. Practical is spiritual, and spiritual can be, it's practical. You can use them interchangeably. But it's like a great spiritual thing that will break forth as a result of you being so practical about things. And even just praying for someone to be healed, even over the phone, Father, I just pray that so-and-so be healed. And they're just healed instantaneously, even over the phone. Just things like that, just amazing things like that. And, of course, you'll have the naysayers who, I don't believe that. Well, let them move on. You already know that. Okay, you don't believe, then it is what it is. You don't believe, well, you don't believe. But the people who got it believe. We thank you, God. And I mean, even I can even see a fear, like a moving, you guys moving into a place that may be a little bit fearful, a little shaky, like we were looking at each other like, we know a lot, but sometimes what you know may not kind of like, you know, I'm like, I don't know about this though. We never went this far. And God is with you. This is where you have come to. This is what God wants for you. This is what he wants for you, and this is what he wants for you. The people need you. But there's going to be a group of people, but the smallest of the group is going to be those who are going to be the most helpful, those who are going to go all the way, those who are going to be the most understanding amongst the group. You won't have to say, are you going to go to? When Jesus said, are you going to go to? When he told them to eat my flesh, are you going to go to? You won't have to say that to this group of people. Are you going to go to? No, they're going to be right there. And so we thank you for that, God. You are amazing. You are awesome. We bless you. We thank you for all things. And we thank you that you're going to discover some things in God that you didn't even know. You experience a whole lot of stuff, but there will be more things that they'll discover and know, and they'll bring others with them. Thank you, God. We bless you. We bless you over and over and over again for it in Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you here and let you all come on in and bless us again.
Wow, that was on point. That was on point. The 50-state thing, I want to say it was like two or three, probably like 3 years ago, Terrence said that he wanted to go like state to state and just preach. And he's like, I know what? I'm going to touch every state. He was like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but he's like, maybe God, I'll be invited to people's church or just, he's like, I don't know how it's going to happen. He's like, I really feel like I'm going to go state to state. He's like, I want to hit every single state and put my voice out there. So that's what that is. That was on point. And then even what you said about the healing thing, being able to just heal people, like even over the phone. So today I prayed. I was like, Lord, you know, I've been serving you over 20 years. And from the start, God has told me I have a gift of healing, but I don't operate in it the way that God showed it to me. Like God used Catherine Coleman and Reinhard Bonnke to teach me about supernatural healing and laying on hands and sending a healing and all that kind of stuff. And today I really stayed in faith. I was like, Lord, please, I want that activated. Like, it's time. There's people out here hurting. You know, people need to see the supernatural power of your hand, and please use me. Like, I want to use that gift because I know I have it. Like, I literally just prayed that today. And so even the way you described it with over the phone, that's the way I've seen it. Like, the way God showed it, God even showed me touching things that other people would touch after me and they would get healed. And they didn't even know I touched it. And he showed me going places, and he's like, because you know the gift you have, he's like, you'll go places and just touch things that you know people will touch, like touch a roll of toilet papers or touch doorknobs, spoons, you know, going to restaurants and touch the plate. He's like, because you know that you know what you possess, but I haven't operated in that yet. So I literally prayed that today. I was like, I need that gift activated. I want that gift activated. So that could
Lord have
that. And even what you said, the deeper ground, and even like the people.
If y'all, I got 4 or 5 years.
Terrence is definitely Terrence is definitely called to preach, to be some like a pastor, something like that. I don't know.
Y'all know.
Evangelist. And but we always know that it was not going to be a church without walls.
There it is.
And, my God. So it really was. That's what I was saying. Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, wait. I'm getting another voice.
You know,
I don't know who that is, but I can hear something. Did I unmute someone?
If we meet the same location, you know?
Okay. Can you tell me that? Okay, I got a third person on the line. I don't know I don't know how they got here, but can you tell me that again? Oh my God.
This right here.
With the healing? Oh, I can hear another person too.
You can't? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to put you on mute real quick, Cynthia, and then I'm going to unmute you.
I think it's my first time having
Hold on.
Diamond.
Okay.
What in the world?
No, it tastes really good.
Okay, I muted you. Okay, now I'm gonna unmute you. Maybe that worked. Okay, I can. Okay, there. I don't hear anything now. Okay.
Yeah, I don't hear anything either.
Okay, so you were saying, oh my goodness. Okay, I almost lost track of thought, but I'm just still shocked. Okay, so you were moving on to the part about preaching.
Yeah, so Terrence definitely called for that. And in the beginning, he always thought he would have like a church, like a building, like brick and mortar. But now he knows, he's like, nah, it's not going to be a brick and mortar. He's like, it'll be, God has explained it'll be a church without walls. So we don't know how it'll be, maybe an internet church. I don't know. But God has been showing Terrence who part of his crew will be, basically the people that God will send to help. And we've always known that it's going to not be a whole lot of people, you know, because like you said, they'll start off with more people and then they'll dwindle and dwindle, because we know we're called for the deep, and we know we're called for like the scary, or what people would consider scary, like going against nations, going against kingdoms, going against, you know, the people of power. People don't want to, you know, they don't want to do that. It's like when, you know, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went against Nebuchadnezzar, he had all the power. Nobody wants to volunteer to do that, but if that's what God has called to do, and you know what the threat is, and you just trust God, and then you take the stance, well, even if my God don't save me, I'm still not serving you or bowing down. And we know we're called for that kind of, you know, confrontations to show the move of the hand of God. But God has already been showing Terrence some of the people that he's going to use. And we, like I said, we've always known it's going to be a little crew that's going to end up being with us ultimately, because, you know, it's all fun and games when you feel safe, but when you start feeling like you're threatened, or, you know, people start to be like, oh, I don't know about that. So we're already kind of prepared. We're prepared for that, because we know what we're called for. And those who don't come with us when it's time to go into the deep, there's no hard feelings, because it's everybody ain't called for that, you know. So we know that who goes with us in the deep is who's called to go with us in the deep. It wouldn't be like, oh man, you went running scared. It's like, oh, okay, this is your stop, get off, you know, and we're going to keep this thing going. and you do what you do at your stop, and we're going to keep doing what we do at the next stop with who needs to be there with us. So everything you said was on point and confirmation.
Thank you, Lord. God is good to us. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, thank you, God, for showing it to me. I knew it was something. I knew it had to be something dealing with preaching the word. And I just thank you, Father. And you'll have a greater lead. There will be a following. But you know what? The following, Mando Rabba, the following will be greater. You're going to have there's going to be a great following, but it's not going to be in the way that we're used to. It's not going to be in the way, like you said, online. That's good. Yeah, like, it's going to be a great following. There will be a great following. A great following, but it's not going to be in the usual way. It's not going to be in the usual way. We thank you, Father, for that. You minister to them, and there's going to be some people coming out that are just like y'all in this great following. It's going to be some people rising up that are going to be just like y'all, couples that are going to be just like y'all. I mean, like the same, in terms of having the same heart, they can pray and prophesy together. They can do these, like, couples that are very similar to y'all. I see a lot of couples coming out of that following that you guys will have, that, and they will be so similar to y'all that you're going to, what do you call that? Like, they're just going to be very similar, and they're going to continue as you guys move forward. They'll continue to carry it on out to further extensions. But it's going to be people that are a lot of couples that are going to come out. I'm trying to think of what this is. Couples that are going to be very similar to you guys in such a way, they'll have their hearts will be knit together with your heart.
Yeah.
How do I explain this? Sometimes I just don't know how to explain it. There's times I don't. But I see a couple. And I'll be honest. I'm going to tell you to be honest. I'm going to give you the truth. I didn't know how to explain it. Is I see women coming out being just like you, actually. That's really what I was trying to say. I just didn't know how to say it correctly.
Know,
I wasn't sure. That's what I'm trying
all
to
the
say.
Time because he keeps telling me, he's like, women need you. He's like, women need you. Like, he keeps trying to get me to start, like, a YouTube or something where I give, like, a daily word, daily message. He's like, women need you. He's like, you know, they need to hear you. They need to be, mothered and loved on and spoken into with the truth.
Yes.
And I keep dragging my feet. But I know the time is coming where that's going to launch. But, yeah, that's another confirmation. Even the couples thing, we've been praying for that. We've been praying for that.
Lord.
We're like, we need some couples like us. Because Terrence and I, we know like a whole lot of people, but we outside of PGN, we don't really know a lot of people, like, couples at least that flow like we flow. And we've been praying for that, we have, and we've known that. We're like, we'll draw them in when we put ourselves out there, once we're seen or heard or whatever, whoever we're supposed to, link with will draw into us, just like how with PGN, like, we got a whole network of prophets. People are just, like, nobody told me about PGN. The Lord literally directed me. I think I had Googled, like, prophecy online or some. I can't remember how I found it, but the Lord told me what to put into Google and then said, call. So
hey,
I was drawn.
That's the same way I found it.
Wow. Yeah, I was drawn to it. And then when I saw it, I was like, that don't sound right. And the Lord goes, no, call in. So it's like the people who are supposed to be part of this network are part of this network. So we know whatever God has us to do, the people that's supposed to be, part of that, they'll be drawn into it. So, that's on point, too. So everything you've said is on point.
So thank you, Lord. And thank God for Terrence, because I was struggling. I didn't know how to get that. So, women coming up just like you. Yes, there you go. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I was just so nervous and scared to speak. And whew, thank God we did it. But that's what I see. That's what I feel. That's what I sense. And such a level of influence. Such a level of influence. I mean, such a level of influence. Spreading beyond what you thought. A level of influence. Mm-hmm. I mean, just wow. And I see you even connecting with other. That's also connecting with other prophetic people who have their own thing going in terms of what you guys will be doing. They have they've already been doing it. I see you guys connecting even with like people, you know, like couples who are mm-hmm. already doing something similar to what you guys will be doing, and you're connecting with that. And yeah, they may teach you some things, but you even making them better. You as a couple making them become a better couple. Just because, and it's not anything that they've done wrong, but it's just because that's the God, that's the level of God inside of you two. That's why. That's the level of God. And they may have the technical stuff down, and that's good. And you'll meet those people and come in, you'll connect with those people. They have the technical part, but you guys will make them spiritually even better than what they are. And it's not because you're better. It's because that's the level of God that is in you and will bring them and make them better. So we thank you, God, and they even will put into you finances. They'll bless you with finances. Hallelujah! And not because you're asking for something. But this is not we take it up an offer. No, just because you bless them. It's mm-hmm. a drawing. It's just because you bless them, and so we thank you, God, for that. And we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, and we bless you. We thank you for the influence. We thank you, God, for the influence that you all will have, that God has given you, and just influence everywhere you go, even when you're quiet, even not saying much, even just being quiet as a couple, you still hold great influence. We thank you, God, a quiet influence. We thank you for that. God is good. Hallelujah. I told you, it's even in your voice. I told you, y'all got it in your voice. Hallelujah. This is beautiful, God. Thank you so much. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. To you be the glory. And we thank you, God, for the miracle, how she will flow in that healing. We thank that, God, how you brought that up. Who even knew? I didn't know. I thought you were already. Who knew? So thank you, Father. We thank you for bringing that up. We thank you for every person that will be healed and will be able to come back. So much so that you'll be like, oh, that ain't nothing. I've been doing that for you. That ain't nothing. I just give me the phone. And okay, now be healed. Amen. Goodbye. And so we thank you for that, God. You are that amazing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Ah, guys, God is going to impress you so much. You are already impressed by God, but he's going to impress you even more beyond. He's going to impress you even more. So bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. So wow. I'm excited.
I am too. I'm following y'all. I'm going to be following. I'm going to be checking. So, yeah.
I'm really excited. Because, like you said, you didn't know the private conversation I had with the Lord. It was almost even out of a frustration because I'm like, I know personally people who are hurting. And and when you know you possess something, it's like you knowing that you're a multi-billionaire, but you're surrounded by poor people and you can't do anything.
Because
the billions ain't hit. Like, that's how it feels with me. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm like, okay, I've got this gift in me, but I need to activate it because there's people hurting, you know, all around in their bodies, in their mind, all sorts of ways that people have, distortion or sickness or illness or disease. And I'm like, you know, Lord, you showed me all these great people. Like, you put me under some heavy hitters. You know, I was 21 years old watching Catherine Coleman and Reinhard Bonnke crusades and watching them just heal people. Like, that's who he had me cut my teeth on. And I didn't know who they were. You know, I wasn't raised in church, so I didn't know they were like big deals. This is just who God, you know, used to show me what type of ministry he was going to, you know, birth in me as far as the healing. So I'm like, it's time. I've been sitting on it, say, for over 20 years, over 20 years. The prophecy gift has grown. And he told me from the jump that I was a prophet, and I ran from that. I was like, nope, I don't want it. You can keep that. But
yeah.
It has grown and grown and grown. And so now I'm like, okay, Lord, I need the healing, need that to grow. And even the dream interpretation, I can do it at times, but not, I don't flow in it like I flow in the prophetic.
Yeah.
But when I need to, I can. Like somebody will tell me a dream and we'll just start revelating and then it will come to me. But I was like, I need that healing ministry.
Yes.
I need that healing gift activated. And I know that God has already warned me. He's like, once it gets out that you have that, that it's real, like people will, he's like, it'll be almost scary. People will mob you. He showed me a scene one time and yes. I was brand new. I was brand new in as a believer with no background in Christianity or anything. And he showed me myself on the stage and these people were running towards me and it looked like they were wanting to hurt me. And I was afraid. And I was like, Lord, what are you showing me? And he said, they want to touch you. And I said, why? And he said, because they want to be healed. And at that time, I didn't understand. I mean, I was terrified. It was like thousands of people. But it's like he was preparing me even then. So he's been preparing me for a long time that once that comes out, like I remember one time I was at Walmart and he was like, yeah, this is one day this is going to be, you're not going to be able to do this. And I'm like, not going to be able to do what? He's like, just go out in public and like nobody knows you. You could just look raggedy and just mosey on along. Like he's like, that's going to change one day. People will know who you are. People will want to draw from you. He's like, so just enjoy not being known. So I know even when that gift fully activates that it will be one of those things where I won't be able to go anywhere without somebody wanting to be touched or prayed for or whatever the case
yeah.
may be. But you know, I think I've been, he's been preparing me long enough for it where I kind of know that comes with the territory. Because even now, it gets to the point where I'm out in public, I can sense things on people. It's so draining for me to go, like, in large crowds and stuff because I can sense things on people.
Very sensitive.
So, yeah, and I wasn't like that before. Like, that's something that's newer for me. That's, like, been within maybe the last year and a half where like Terrence and I will be out, gonna be getting tacos or something. And I'm like, hey, that guy in the corner is going through a depression and that lady over there, her husband left her and this, that, like I can sense things on people. So sometimes it's difficult for me to go out in large places because it drains me because I keep feeling
yeah.
all this stuff on people and I just pray for them. But I think God is just preparing me for when I'll be able to just touch them and heal them. Because I already know what it is. Like, they won't have to say, oh, I've got a kidney problem. Like, I can feel it or sense it. So I'm excited about it. I know it's going to be, it's definitely going to be draining, but I'm excited about just being used by God and allowing him to get the glory. Because it's not me healing them folk. I'm just an instrument.
Yeah.
It's going to be him that's going to be doing it. And people won't be able to dispute it. You know, it's the power of God, period. Because right now we're living in a time where people really want to pretend like God is not real.
Right.
And they want to attribute everything to science or, you know, the universe. And now they're talking about aliens. Like, come on. So God is
yes.
going to do those miraculous works where it's God. Like you can't dispute it that it's God. You can't dispute that God did it. You can't say aliens or the universe, or
right.
science, like, because that's going to defy all that, especially science. And I love science. I think science proves God's existence, but people try to use it and twist it. But
yeah, I agree.
I'm really excited for whatever he's going to do. I just want to be used fully.
You will. Definitely. And that's also, and I kind of wanted to, I didn't know how to explain this. Well, let me just say, and sometimes I have to ask people to forgive me because sometimes you see things, but I don't say it because I don't know how to say it, or I don't want to come up as I'm trying to hype somebody up. I'm just giving you what I see when I close my eyes. I'll say this, and I want you to forgive me for this, Tanisha. I'm sorry. I apologize. But earlier I did see, I just didn't know when to say it, but I did see like this, you know, like a, I don't want to call it a celebrity, but like life cameras actions, not in terms of a movie, but I'm talking about like, yeah, walking and people trying to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I did see that, but I didn't know how. So forgive me for not sharing that with you earlier. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I just didn't know. Sometimes I just didn't want to feel like I'm saying too, I'm doing too much. But yes, I did see that. Just, you know, people reaching out, and it will happen. And when this thing begins to happen, when you begin to operate in this thing fully, and then you see some people have gotten sick and passed on, and you there will be times when you might say, well, if I would have came sooner, not that it's about you, we know it's about Jesus, but in terms of God using you, man, if I'd have been walking in this sooner, then that person would have been saying, no, it's because somebody else didn't walk in their calling correctly. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be on time. You'll be on time. You'll be on time. You'll be on time. And so we thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
We bless you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. This is fun. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so thank much.
Thank you for being available to do it. And I said, guys, they call in. And I'm like, it's late. I said, nobody's probably even there anymore. And he's like, no, call in. Like I heard Donald and Tanya, and this was what I needed. I really needed to hear all of this tonight, and to just I know God is just preparing for what's to come. Because I like to not be known. Our lives with Terrence and I are very private.
Yeah.
So it's going to be weird to be recognized. Because even Terrence is going, you need to get your YouTube, you need to get your YouTube. And I'm like, I don't want my face on camera. He's like, but they need to see you. He's like, they need to see your countenance. They need to see you. Because I just want to kind of just slip through the cracks and just, you know, but I know that time is coming where it's just, it is what it is. I've had plenty of time to just be to myself and, you know, not be known, go to get my groceries and be in and out. But I know it's going to change, but it's okay. Cause it's not something I'm seeking, you know, it's just kind of comes with the territory, but I know other things come with the territory too, as far as, you know, people in general, but God has been preparing me for that. And Terrence for that too. Cause Terrence already, he always says, he's like, I already know that people are going to, you know, not like the things that I have to say. He's like, cause it's true. He's like, but those who are, you know, who are seeking the truth, are going to want to hear the truth. I say, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But,
you know,
we're both the same as we don't really care what people think. So that's a blessing because some people are sensitive to that. I don't care. I've never cared. When I was unsaved, I didn't care. And thankfully that trait carried over into even when I was saved. So I'm like, oh, thank God. That's one of the things I admire the most about myself. I really don't care. You know, I just, if whatever God tells me to say or do, if you don't like it, like, that's not my problem. So I'm not going to make it my problem. Like, you could go pray about it, cry in a corner. Like, I'm just not going to allow that to bother me or affect me. I just pray for people and leave it there. But when you have a certain type of, you know, when you're just known more, just brings out, draws out, you know, hateful people. So you just have to be prepared for that.
Right. Woo, straight. Yeah, they need you. You don't know, they need you. And your voice is so soothing at the same time. They need you. Yes, they need you. So just, you know, you ready, be excited. Like you said, it'll be maybe uncomfortable at first, but it's okay. God's going to make y'all look good. Y'all already look good, but you know God's going to make y'all look good. Yeah.
I
think a lot of people
are
gonna get blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad you took my call because I know it's past midnight here, so I really appreciate that you was obedient and just said, you know what, let me go on and slide that last call because I know how it is when you've been doing the show.
I sure you are on the last call. I was going to say, I guess I'm going to go ahead and take this last call. Because, you know, you want to bless everybody as much as you can, you know. So I said, well, I'm going to take this last one. I'm going to go ahead on and get this one. Yeah. So you guys are the last one. So thank you and thank you and thank you for letting me pray for you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you praying for me and God bless you and keep you and continue to grow you. And I see you really growing in understanding You know, that's something that we really need. It's not even just the knowledge. Like, say, the word says, you know, above all things, seek understanding. So I see you growing in understanding. Like, you know things now, but you're going to be like, oh, you know, like things are going to really, really make sense. It's like puzzle, like puzzle pieces. Like, you have, like, the knowledge right now for you is like puzzle pieces. And that understanding is going to put it together. And then it's like God's going to zoom you back, and then you're going to see it.
That is
and
so,
see
that
it for
is
what
so
it is.
What I've been going through. Yes. Thank you. That is so, let me not get. Anyway. Thank you. Thank you. That is some of what. Yeah. That's good. That's very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome night. Awesome night. All right. Well, I guess hopefully we got to get to do another show. Well, y'all do another show, we get to talk again.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you all have a good night. Sleep good. Don't let the have a good night. Sleep good.
To you.
And we'll talk to you again. Thank you all.
All right.
Good night. All right. Have a good one.
Good night. You too.
Okay. All right, bye-bye. All righty, that is the end of the show. I believe it's all, well, actually, I think we've gone offline. But anyway, for those of you who didn't get to speak with you or pray with you, I pray that if I ever get to do the show again, that you all call back and we get to talk and pray together. Thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you. Have a good night and talk to you in the future. Good night.